Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. What a sliding room is for, but I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta.
Yeah.
call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
someone or everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. Though I may be lonely now, I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
So nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, darling, and I can tell, darling, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you.
Pleasure. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Short Town Ballpark in Lakewood. Packed house tonight. Maybe we'll see the Jersey Shore Blue Cross IA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies take on the Winston-Salem Dash, the high A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Alongside Tony Grandma, Greg Tamparisi, Blue Claws 0-2 this week. They dropped 12 of their last 16, 20-24 in the second half, 58-52 overall. Winston-Salem 23-21 in the second half, 54-56 overall this season. Jordan Fowler for the Blue Claws, Lucas Gordon for Winston-Salem. Tony, how are you?
All right, Greg, well, if it sounds like a broken record, it is, but it's a beautiful broken record. It's a beautiful night for baseball here at Short Town. And as you say, Greg, a big crowd expected here tonight, hoping to see the Blue Claws get back on the winning track. They've only scored two runs in this series versus Winston-Salem, which has offered some pretty airtight pitching. Blue Claws will try to break through a little bit here tonight. And win their first game in this series. Fifth place right now, 3.5 games behind division leading Hudson Valley. Just 22 games left on the schedule. And even though they're still certainly in the playoff hunt, you got to start to win some games to in there.
I was typing some stuff up this morning. Like, we talk about the playoff hunt every day, four games under 500, but they are 3.5 games out. Yeah, like right. You don't really want to start talking about the playoffs until we at least get back over 500, but they're only 3.5 out, so that can be done in a couple of days.
Well, Greg, despite the loss last night, there were some bright spots in the contest, and before the ball game, we had our nightly chat with the manager of the Blue Claws, the Bull, Greg Brodzinski, so let's hear that.
And here we are for game three now in the series versus Winston-Salem in the clubhouse with the Bull, the manager of the Blue Claws, Greg Brodzinski. And Bull, so far in this series, Blue Claws have had trouble scoring runs, to say the least. Is that concerning? Do you attribute that to their pitching, or just talk about that?
Yeah, no, I think we've had a lot of chances, you know, and strung some really good at-bats together. We just haven't got that big hit yet. And at times, you can run those stretches in baseball during a season. I think we'll be all right, but I like, you know, the guys are competing in the box. They, you know, their pitchers are throwing the ball well, and kind of been a different look than we've seen the last few weeks. So it's going to happen.
In what way? How is it a different look?
We faced a couple teams in a row where they're very similar in terms of just like what their pitching staffs did in terms of, you know, how they attack the strike zone. They're a lot of like the same type of pitchers, and then these guys have been completely the opposite. So I think we had a lot of like opportunities. Like you said, we were 0 for 10 last night. We were in a scoring position. We just haven't gotten that big hit yet. And a lot of times, you know, these guys do and they come through. And, you know, I know they'll do it moving forward. So just kind of looking forward to getting that first one across the board tonight and kind of rolling from there.
Well, the plus last night certainly was the pitching of Stevenson Jimenez. He came on in relief in the second inning, gave you, you know, 3-4 really good scoreless innings last night, and he had been knocked around a little bit recently, but last night was a resurgence for him.
No, really good for Jimmy. He looked, you know, great. Obviously, four innings, no runs, and he was really attacking the strike zone. He was commanding the baseball. Everything was kind of working, and I think he was mixing his pitches really well, and that's where I know it's something he's worked really hard with Brad and Matt and on the pitching side, and you know, he's a guy that always is putting in the work, you know, in between outings. And I know even with some of the not so great outings he's had, he hasn't stopped, you know, continuing to work and get better, and it was really exciting to see him throw the ball well last night.
Freddie Tarnock, who is a big leaguer, came on and just started the game last night. He's on rehab pitch, one very efficient inning, 11 pitches, 9 strikes, 1-2-3, and that was it. When will he see action again in this series? When and if and for how long?
Yeah, no, it's great. Like we talked about yesterday with him just coming back off injury and getting him out there, being healthy and throwing the ball well. So it was great to see that, and he'll be back in there on Saturday. Similar type of thing, maybe a little more in terms of the pitch count, but yeah, it was a great, you know, start to the game for us yesterday, and I'm looking forward to seeing him back out there on Saturday.
Well, one guy who I think Blue Post fans and you are looking forward to seeing every time he comes up to the plate is a Keaton Anthony who continues to rake. He's got an 8-game hitting streak now. And just chat a little bit about what you've seen so far from him.
Yeah, I mean, ever since he's came up from Clearwater, he's stepped right in and kind of didn't miss a beat in terms of what he's doing in the batter's box. And he's a really good approach, and he's a really good, you know, head on his shoulders, and the guy can just flat out hit, and he's just continued to do it since he's been here. And he does it in different ways, you know, like he said, doubles, he can move the ball around, you know, he hits the ball the other way, and you know, there's some power in there too that I think he's still waiting to tap into what you see during batting practice. But really good strike zone discipline. You know, he swings at the pitches that he wants to hit, and he's been really successful. So it's been fun to watch, and looking for him to continue to do the same thing.
On the mound tonight for Jersey Shore, Jordan Fowler, the 25-year-old lefty. This will be his third appearance for Jersey Shore. Came off the 60-day DL, made some stops this year in the Florida Complex League and Clearwater before coming here. Last year here, 3-3, 3.73 ERA. Scoreless two-inning stint his last time out. For Fowler, the starter tonight, how long might he go, and what do you appear to be looking for from him tonight?
Yeah, no, excited for him to get, you know, a start since coming back from injury, and he's going to go out there, and he's going to have as much of a normal start as it looks like that he can handle. You know, he's been throwing the ball well since he got here, and we've been trying to, like, build him back up and get him back into that starter role. And so, you know, my expectation is he goes out there with a fresh, normal start and see how long he can go.
All right. Well, hopefully he'll go a while and the Blue Claws can get that first win in this series tonight.
Right.
Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you.
Plus manager Greg Brodzinski with Tony earlier today. Jordan Fowler, Lucas Ford, the pitching matchup tonight. Tony mentioned Keaton Anthony had a base hit last night. He has now hit safely in 8 straight games, over which he is 12 for 29 with 3 doubles, a home run, and 5 runs batted in. Blue Claw shutout last night, 8th time this year, but first since June 2nd that they have been shut out. Back to 4 games under 500 at 20-24. Their low water mark is the second half at 5 under. The last time 3-8. That was obviously a long time ago at the end of June. But Tony, as you get closer and closer to the end of the season, games get more and more important.
Right.
And that is the case here this weekend, especially with Jersey Shore having dropped the first 2 games of this series.
Well, the Blue Claws have been getting some decent mileage out of the top of the order. Bottom of the order, maybe not so much. One of those guys on the top of the order, Henry Mendez, who in the lineup again tonight, he's batting cleanup, and he's been on a roll. He is hitting .314 since July the 1st with 17 walks and 125 plate appearances. Has a couple of doubles already in this series. Was former farmhand of the Brewers, came over in November of last year along with Robert Moore, who's having a good year at Reading, Moore is, in the trade that sent Oliver Dunn to Milwaukee. Also in the lineup tonight, Troy Schreffler back in action. Troy hit 3 home runs on the recent road trip, including one on Sunday. He's got 7 on the season, and that is the 3rd most on the team.
So proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly.
evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark at Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. Jersey Shore 20-24, 58-52. Phillies affiliate Winston-Salem 23-21, 54-56 overall this year. White Sox High A affiliate. Jordan Fowler, lefty. Lucas Gordon, lefty, on the mound tonight. Tony Graham, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, they said it's on the pregame show. Bears repeating. If you're in the area, come on out and join the big crowd here tonight, because it is another beautiful night for baseball. It's supposed to be nice for the entire weekend here. If you happen to be a Chicago White Sox fan, hey, this is it. Your only chance to see the White Sox minor leaguers this year, and I don't think you'll see them next year here either. Who knows about
that? You won't.
So this is your shot tonight, Friday, Saturday, both 7:05, all these 7:05 games except for Sunday afternoon at 1:05.
Blue Claws have dropped the first two games in this series. They'll turn to Jordan Fowler tonight. Here's the lineup for Winston-Salem, brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system, proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Jordan Sprinkle leads off and will play third. Then William Burgoyne, the former Blue Claw, at second base, batting second. Ryan Galeni, who homered on Tuesday, plays first base in his third. Right fielder Casey Sauke will bat fourth. Then Caden Connor in left. Lloydell Schapelli is the DH. He hits sixth. Then Weston Eberle, the catcher, batting eighth. Samuel Zavala in center, batting ninth. And playing short is Wilbur Sanchez. Jordan Sprinkle gets it started for the Dash. 2-0-1, a homer, 26 ribbies, 19 stolen bases. 7:03, 2 minutes early, and the first pitch down and inside for a strike. And the count is nothing and one. First pitch time today, 7:03. Game time temperature, 78 degrees. Mostly sunny skies. Gorgeous day here in Shoretown. Fowler's 0-1, misses down and in. And it's even at one ball and one strike on Jordan Sprinkle. Fourth round pick in 2021 out of UC Santa Barbara. He's from Palm Springs, California. We'll give you the lowdown on Fowler in a moment. And the 1-1 is in there for a called strike. Travis Roberson, the plate umpire. Brandon Schmidt is the base umpire here today. Jordan's third game back with the Blue Claws. He was here last year and had a good year. 3-3, 3.73 ERA, 70 innings, 73 hits, 50 strikeouts, 21 walks. But had a back injury and a shoulder injury this year. Change-up foul bag. And the count remains 1-2. So that delayed his start to the season. He was on the 60-day IL for most of the season. Made 5 rehab appearances, 1 with FCL and 4 with Clearwater. And now his third game back with Jersey Shore. Fly ball, shallow right. Schreffler coming on and has to plant on a hop, a base hit. So Sprinkle on 1-2, dunks one in the shallow right field for a single. And that'll bring up William Burgoyne, the second baseman. .302, a homer, 35 RBIs for Burgoyne. Much of that, of course, Tony.
Of course,
with the Blue Claws.
Right here.
But three of those hits this week against the Blue Claws. And he's 12 for 34 with Winston-Salem. He's played great this week in the first two games. Runner goes. Pitch outside. No throw by Disson. No chance either. A huge jump by Sprinkle, and he swipes his 20th base of the year. So not the start that the Blue Claws were looking for. And a single and a stolen base as a runner at second for the Dash with nobody out here in the first inning. Burgoyne, 19-year-old, was in the trade. Swinging bunt attempt, and he missed it. One ball, one strike. Burgoyne was, of course, traded for lefty Tanner Banks on July 30th, deadline day. Was with the Blue Claws in Winston-Salem at the time, and then met with the Blue Claws in Hudson Valley, excuse me, at the time. Chases a breaking ball there, swinging a miss, a curve ball from Fowler, 1-2. And came back here to get his stuff, and then met the Dash down in North Carolina. Was with them for a week and a half. They'd been home for the 2 weeks prior to this series, and then came up with them this week. Here's the 1-2. Curve ball grounded back toward the middle. Runner goes to third. Miller Fields throws the third. Tag is in time. They got him. What a heady play by Aiden Miller on the ground in the third. get Sprinkle. The ball wasn't, I wouldn't say hit ahead of Sprinkle on that. It was hit kind of at him, and he decided to go to third. And, you know, 99% of the time, 95 maybe percent of the time, you're going to make it. Miller will take, or the shortstop will take the sure out at first, but Aiden got aggressive and made a good play. That's a heady play by Miller. So fielder's choice, 6-5, and there's one away. Runner goes to a batter at first, and Sprinkle is out. Fowler's pitch inside a cutter to Ryan Galini, the first baseman, and it's one ball and no strikes.
We'll see how it works, but that can be a big mental lift for a pitcher. You start with a runner at second and nobody out, and all of a sudden, you know, he's erased. The runner at first with one out is a lot better situation.
Throw to first, and back standing is Bergoyan. He's got 25 stolen bases.
Of course, that is a gamble.
Yes.
If you're going to go to third.
Yes.
What do they say if you're going to try to steal in a
runner bluffs, pitches inside, and it's 1-1.
Well, try to take an extra base in a perilous situation when you're in offense. What do they say? You better make it. Well, if you're going to throw to third there to try to cut down that runner, you better get it, because otherwise your pitcher is really in a jam.
Change up outside.
Yeah, scouts love the way Miller plays shortstop. And he's showing everyone why.
Check that. 3-0 on Galini. And he takes down the middle, called strike. Fowler's from Union City, Tennessee. He pitched collegiately at Central Missouri and signed with the Phillies back in 2020, the COVID year. Throw to first, not in time. He would have been drafted, but that was the year that they cut the draft to 5 rounds. So he was not selected. Pitched with the Blue Claws at the end of 22, and then last year before he got hurt. Runner bluffs. Here's a high fly ball deep to left, but foul. And Delaney was all over that, but looks it well foul. And the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes, and I would think Bergoglio will be going. Delaney on Tuesday had 3 balls that he hit 100-plus miles an hour. One was a home run. One was a foul ball, and one was a line drive to shortstop that Miller caught that came off the bat at 110. 9 homers for him this year. He was the SoCon Player of the Year last year out of Wofford. You think Bergoglio will go on the 3-2? He does. Curveball is low. Good eye. And that's ball 4. So Galini draws a free pass, and that'll bring up Casey Sonke with runners at first and second. And one away. Tony, that play by Miller at third looking bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it keeps, of course, the double play in order. But also had he been unsuccessful in that, you'd have the bases loaded, nobody out. Still in the jam is Fowler, 2 on with 1 out. They're trying to get Sonke to hit something on the ground.
Here's Sonke, right-handed batter, and the pitch by Fowler, a curveball, that's a little high, count 1-0. Sonke is a fourth-round pick in this year's draft out of the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. He's from Rochester, New York, originally. 1-0 on Sonke. And Fowler out of the stretch, spins the runner back, and they haven't picked off, throw behind Bergoglio, and he's just in safely. That would have been a rare miscue from Bergoglio, but he ends up diving back in safely.
I think the throw was a tad offline.
He also could have put a little more zip on it.
Yeah, that's probably even more to the point.
And the pitch by Fowler here misses high, 2-0 on Casey Sonke. On deck is Caden Connor. Dash have runners at first and second with 1 out in the first inning, no score, and time is called. Fowler has already thrown 17 pitches in this inning. nine of which were strikes. 2-0 count on Saki. And runners bluff. Curveball high. The runner went to second. They throw behind the runner at second. Bergoglio then goes to third. And Galani held up in traffic between first and second. Bergoglio darts off third. Galani still held up in traffic. Miller looks at Bergoglio, throws home. Now Disson has no play at third. And safe at first is Galani. So the Blue Claws were handed a gift by Ryan Galani at first base. And instead of getting an out on that, a dash runner, Bergoglio moves up to third. So what happened was... Did you follow all that?
I may need to see that on replay.
What happened was, and Adam Everett, the Phillies minor league infield coordinator, is here, and they'll go over that, I'm sure, tomorrow.
I'm sure.
But what happened was Bergoglio bluffed going second, trying to steal third. Galani didn't realize he bluffed, so he went to second, and then they had him hung up. I think Disson should have just thrown to third
right. Instead
of throwing to second. Here's Saki now with a 2-0 count on the corner, swing and a miss. And a changeup from Fowler with a count 2-1.
Right. I think the idea probably is to go after the lead runner. Right? You had Bergoglio sort of hung up there between second and third. Correct?
Yes.
So you had him.
And a 2-2. Hard grounded to third. Gobbled up. Reyes goes to second. There's one on the first double play. A wild first inning ends with a 0. On the board, 5-4-3, side retired. No runs, one hit, and one left on. And a lot to dissect from that. We'll be back. No score, bottom one, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
So we head into the bottom of the first inning. Blue Claws trailing, or rather, the Blue Claws in a scoreless tie here with Winston-Salem as we head into that bottom of the first. And Marion Boyd will lead it off here for Jersey Shore.
All I can say about the top of the first is always well that ends well. And it did
Indeed. End
well.
So here's Boyd, right-handed batter. First pitch by the left-hander, Lucas Gordon, is in there for a called strike. And the count, nothing and one. Boyd in center. Then Aiden Miller at short and Keaton Anthony at first. Henry Mendez, the DH, bats fourth. Felix Reyes, who started that double play, will bat fifth and play at third. Boyd takes hot. Jordan Disson catches, bats sixth, and Pierce Bennett at left. Bryson Wears at second, bats eighth. And Troy Schreffler hits ninth and will play right. Schreffler had three home runs on the last road trip. Changeup, Boyd chased way outside. And it's 1-2 from Lucas Gordon. Lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus, and RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. Here's the 1-2, and look. To Boyd, 2-2. So, Winston-Salem had runners at first and second with one out at the top of the inning, and it made a base running blunder that the Blue Claws botched on a double rundown. 2-2 is popped up off first foul ground. Galani, the first baseman, moving over. Near the Blue Claws bullpen home plate, he makes the catch down the line and foul ground. One away as Boyd is retired. And that'll bring up Aiden Miller. So what Disson should have done, Tony, I think, is what happened was Bergoglio bluffed trying to steal third.
Right.
The runner at first, Galaney, then took off for second, not realizing that Bergoglio had stopped. And they threw through to second, which let Bergoglio go to third. And then Galaney got himself in a rundown between first and second. And Miller drives one foul down first out of play, nothing in one. And the Blue Claws had to keep an eye on Bergoglio at third because he could have scored.
Right.
And Galaney ended up getting back to first base safely. I think what Disson should have done, here's the 0-1. And Miller checks a swing curveball called strike 0-2. I think what Disson should have done was waited to throw the ball to second, because that conceded third base to Bergoglio, and he had gone back to the bag. So either throw to third or wait and try to freeze Bergoglio as Miller takes high 1-2. Because the lead runner is obviously the runner that's the most important anyway. But it didn't quite work out that way. And here's the 1-2. And a grounder up third foul. Softly hit. Still one ball, two strikes. Blue Claws are very fortunate then to get out of the inning unscathed because of the double play hit into by the cleanup hitter, Casey Sonke. Now, the other part of that inning, though, the Blue Claws did make one really good defensive play. That was Miller, who takes outside 2-2 with a runner at second and nobody out. Ground ball to short. And Miller was able to throw to third and just get Jordan Sprinkle as the lead runner. Who knows how that inning would have changed if they had a runner at third and one out. Miller takes that one just off the plate inside. And the count on Aiden is full at 3-2. He's at 2-11 with Jersey Shore, 2 homers, 20 RBIs. Little over 2 months with the Blue Claws. He made his Blue Claws debut on June the 11th from Clearwater. Here's the 3-2. It's low, good at bat. And Miller's aboard with a free pass. So Aiden draws the walk, and he's at first with one out. That'll bring up first baseman Keaton Anthony for Miller, his 22nd walk in 191 plate appearances with Jersey Shore. So here's Keaton, who is hitting a cool 357 with a home run and 27 ribbies in the second half. That's since June 20th. Miller has the, or sorry, since June 21st. Miller, third best batting average in the league. Fastball strike on the outside corner, though technically he did not arrive until June 26th from Clearwater. He was hitting 322 there, and now again 357 with the Blue Claws. Miller leads off first. He's got 9 steals. They throw over. The lefty does. Lucas Gordon, and Miller dives in safely. Orlando Munoz coaches at first, as usual, and the coach at third, of course, is the manager of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, and that's Greg Brodzinski. 0-1, swing and a miss. Keaton out in front of a changeup there, no balls, and 2 strikes for the former Iowa Hawkeye. Grew up in Georgia, went to Iowa, signed with the Phillies as a non-drafted free agent last year, and he rolls one foul off third, and the count is still nothing in 2.
Throw him another changeup there. Keaton's swing reminds me of Cass Galanos.
Who has a home run tonight?
Yes, he does.
Doesn't have to run the bases when you hit a home run. Runner goes, pitch high and outside, throw to second, a little high, lunging tag, and they got Miller on the foot. Bergoglio, the tag of his former double play partner, and Miller is out, 2 away. No argument from Jersey Shore. And Everly to throw the catcher, and a good tag by Bergoglio, who gets him on the foot as Miller was diving in head first. I was referencing Castellanos' faux slide at second last night, trying to stretch that seat. Here's the 2-2 to Anthony, and he hits a fly ball to center. Backing up on it, Zavala. He is there, the lefty, puts it away, and the sign is retired. No runs, no hits are caught stealing, and nobody left. We have played one inning. And it's no score. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Shoretown. Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, we head into the top of the second inning. Medusa's Day, Jersey Shore tonight. We're joined by Tim Doler from New Jersey Natural Gas, senior energy efficiency and multi-family specialist. A mouthful. Welcome back. How are you?
Very good, very good. Happy to be at the ballpark tonight.
So Jordan Fowler will face left-hand hitting Caden Connor. It was at 236, two home runs, 15 runs batted in. First pitch, fastball right down the middle. It's in there for a called strike. And the count is nothing and one. Tim, tell us, how can New Jersey Natural Gas help customers lower their energy bills? Here's the 0-1, and it's outside.
Well, our program is Save Green through New Jersey Natural Gas, and we offer energy efficiency incentives, rebates. We offer 0% loans for upgrading equipment. So there's a lot of opportunities for our customers.
1-1 pitch, curveball, called strike, and the count 1-2. Can you give some examples of that?
Sure. So if you were to upgrade your heating system, your furnace, or a boiler, we're going to offer a five-year no-interest loan, and then we're going to offer some rebates as well. And we're going to put the payments right onto your gas bill to make it as easy as possible for yourself to pay that off.
1-2 pitch, breaking ball, foul back, top of the screen, still 1-2. No score, top of the second. Jordan Fowler with a mound tonight for Jersey Shore. His first start back with Blue Claws here at Shoretown Ballpark. Made two relief appearances while the team was on the road. Foul tip held by the catcher. Disson, strike three, and one man away. We'll bring up Lloyd Del Chapelli for Winston-Salem. Save Green Project, New Jersey Natural Gas. What's a quick home energy checkup?
So that's an assessment we do at a customer's house where we go out and we take a general idea of what the insulation levels are, the heating system.
And Chapelli takes outside ball one.
We give back some feedback to the customer. We give them a full energy report and tell them ways they can save additional money on their bills if they choose to upgrade equipment, add insulation.
1-0 pitch from Fowler. Curveball high and inside.
The program allows a customer to spend $49 if they choose to do that. So we have a free option, and then we have one that's $49.
That's high. 3-0.
The $49 will allow us to then run a blower door in the house to pressurize the house, show air leaks, energy loss through a thermal camera. Right now, it's $1 through September 30th.
3-0 pitches, right?
So some nice opportunities for only $1. We're probably going to spend about an hour and a half in your house, give you back some great energy tips, and some real good feedback about your house.
How would someone get started if they're interested?
So they can contact us through our website or our phone numbers.
3-1 is cut out and missed by Chapelli.
So we're savegreen.com or savegreenproject.com. Either one of them is going to get to our website. And then we have our phone number of 877-455-NJNG. That'll call us.
3-2 pitch, inside out, fly ball high in the air to left. Playable for Bennett, drift over toward the line. Pierce is there, makes the catch, 2-1. Tim Doerr, our guest, New Jersey Natural Gas, senior energy efficiency and multifamily specialist. What does that mean?
So I'm an energy auditor for the company, residential, and I'm also an energy auditor for commercial. And I handle the multifamily end of it, where we go out and look at the larger structures with multiple apartments or condominiums, where we try to look at overall stuff we can do to upgrade those units as well.
Weston Eberle, the batter. He's a right-handed hitter, and the pitch by Fowler is a breaking ball inside. One ball and no strikes. Any final advice for residents, Tim?
Yeah, if you call our phone number, you set it up. Right now, we're a few weeks out on appointments, but if you set it up, you know, we set it up on your time. So whatever works.
1-0 with down and inside.
Onto your schedule, but if you just initiate a phone call or check our website, you know, if for that $1, we're going to come out, we're going to spend enough time at your house to give you some honest feedback. We're not there to sell what's in the back of our truck.
Fastball strike.
We're there to give you the best, most honest assessment of your house and tell you what really where you spend your money to get the best energy upgrades.
We've been having NJNG reps on these broadcasts for years, and they always have so many great deals and opportunities. Fastball high and outside, three balls and one strike, where folks can, you know, really save on their energy bills. No cost programs, just tremendous opportunities.
And then on top of that, we have an item called our marketplace. So it's a website inside our website that they can go and purchase thermostats or different items, but at huge discounts.
3-1 pitch is in there. Strike from Fowler, 3-2.
If you schedule one of those $1 QHEC Plus audits, we'll install the thermostat for free while we're at the house.
Oh, yeah. Look, Google Nest thermostat, $29.99. Breaking ball bounce foul behind the plate, 3-2. Retail price, $129.99.
Yeah.
Those things are really cool.
They're helpful. They give some great energy back to the customer, some energy reports directly from Ecobee or Google Nest.
They're high tech. You can put like a little a passcode on the thing so people don't lower the make it too cold. Here's a bouncer foul, third base side.
You can lock the kids out of the thermostat.
Well, they may have put one on in the office. A little passcode. When we get off the air, though, if you have any tips as to how I can weasel my way around them, find it. I know there's only 10,000 combinations.
Yeah, we
no, that's not going to work.
We can't lose our sponsorship here. Sorry.
Fair enough. Fouled away, first base side, and the count remains full at three balls and two strikes on Weston Eberle, the catcher, hitting .169 in 27 games. From Winter Park, Florida, is Eberle, 23 years old. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Fowler got him. Strike three, a changeup, and then retires the side. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Jordan Fowler. Thanks to Tim Dorier from New Jersey Natural Gas. The website, savegreen.com. Tim, keep up the great work. Great to see you again, and we'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, absolutely. 1-2-3, no score, bottom two. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
All summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
No score, bottom of the second. Blue Claws and the Dash of Winston-Salem, White Sox affiliates. And it will be Henry Mendez to lead things off. 4-5-6, Mendez, Reyes, and Disson against left-hander Lucas Gordon for Winston-Salem. They rebranded to the Dash in 2009 as Mendez skies the first pitch of the year to shallow right. Bergoglio out. Sauke in the right fielder, and the ball dropped off the mitt of Sauke. Mendez goes to second. The throw in. Not in time. He's safe. Miscommunication between Bergoglio and Sauke, and that'll be an E9 on the right fielder, Sauke. Bergoglio didn't get out of the way. It's Sauke's ball as the right fielder coming in, but Bergoglio did not get out of the way on that. And I don't know if Sauke was late calling for it or what, but Bergoglio made that a tougher catch on Sauke than it needed to be. That said, it hit him right in the palm of the glove, about chest high. So obviously a play you got to make, but Bergoglio made it a little more difficult than it needed to be. E9, here's Felix Reyes, who takes a changeup outside of the count and is 1-0. One thing the Blue Claws have not done in this series is score first. They have not led yet, and they have a golden opportunity to do so right here. 1-0. High pop foul. Off to the right out of play. One ball and one strike. So that's an E9 to allow Mendez to reach. Reyes at 216, 6 home runs, 40 runs batted in. What I was saying about Winston-Salem, they rebranded from the Warthogs, as Reyes swings and misses 1-2, to the Dash in 2009, and last night they won their 1,000th game since they became the Dash. 1-2, the count here on Felix Reyes. The White Sox have been in Winston-Salem since 1997. And that went a little bit low, and the count 2-2. It's one of the longer standing affiliations in all of minor league baseball. White Sox have a little North Carolina trio. Kannapolis, their low A team. Winston-Salem, their high A team. Reyes lines one towards Bergoglio, plays it on a hop, and they have the runner held up. Mendez between second and third. Bergoglio runs towards the third baseman, Sprinkle, and they tag out Mendez. It's a ball that Mendez got caught up on. Reyes safe at first. That'll be a fielder's choice. And the putout goes 4-5. Mendez got caught up there. That was a tough play because it's a line drive toward Bergoglio. Now, normally hit behind him, Mendez would go to third on that, but the ball carried out there onto the dirt, so he just wasn't 100% sure it was going to drop in and land. Here's Disson, and he's out in front of a changeup from the southpaw Gordon, nothing in one. So Mendez froze, and then once Bergoglio fielded it on a hop, it was easy to get Mendez, who had wandered too far off the bag. But not much that Mendez could do on that one. That was a little unlucky. Here's the 0-1. Disson takes it, and it's a little high. For a ball, one ball, then one strike. No score. We're in the second here at Shoretown Ballpark. Felix Reyes, the runner at first base after reaching on that fielder's choice. And the 1-1. Ground ball off third. That's going to sneak through out of the left field past the sliding Sanchez, the shortstop base. So Reyes goes to second. Disson, it was a 213 single. He's at first, and the batter will be Pierce Bennett, the left fielder. Defensively for Winston-Salem, it's Caden Connor in left, Samuel Zavala in center, Casey Sauke, who made that error, in right, Jordan Sprinkle at third, Wilmer Sanchez at short, Bergoglio at second, Ryan Delaney at first, and Weston Eberle is catching. So Kannapolis low A, that's just a little north of Charlotte. Winston-Salem is about 45 minutes north and a little east of Kannapolis, and that's high A. Double A's in Birmingham, Alabama, and then Triple A's back in Charlotte in North Carolina. So three of their four affiliates in North Carolina, and they've had a North Carolina presence for over 20 years with those three teams. Fastball is high, and the count 1-0 on Pierce Bennett. Right-handed batter out of Wake Forest with the Blue Claws. He's 10 out of 47, no home runs, and two runs batted in. Bryson Ware is on deck. And the pitch from the southpaw is Athanase, a strike. Lucas Gordon, the pitcher tonight for Winston-Salem. Met at the University of Texas, a sixth-round pick in 2023. 1-2 in 21 innings with the Dash. 3.32 ERA, 21 walks, 14. 21 strikeouts, 14 walks. Pitch low to Bennett. And the count, two balls and one strike. Last time out, for Gordon was on Saturday against Greenville, and he gave up two runs in four innings in that game. He's allowed eight earned runs in 21 and two-thirds innings, as we said, in his five starts with a dash. Began here with Kanapolis. Bennett bounces one over the mound. Bergoglio waits for it, has a lot of spin. Bergoglio field throws Bennett out at first. The runners advance to second and third. So a 4-3 on the putout, and that will bring up Bryson Weir with two men down and runners in second and third. Gordon was one of the best pitchers in the low-A Carolina League this year, going 7-2 with a 1.89 ERA. 66 strikeouts and 71 and a third innings and 34 walks. So not a great strikeout-to-walk ratio, a little less than 2-1, but he got the out, sub-2 ERA. Here's Weir out of Auburn, chance to give the Blue Claws the lead, and he grounds one up third and kicks foul. Well, the count is nothing and one. Blue Claws another chance with runners in scoring position. They were 0 for 10 in such situations last night. 0 for 2 already today in this inning. And that changeup is outside 1-1. And 1 for 18 in the series. Scored two runs on Tuesday. The first game shutout yesterday. The first time they've been shut out since early June. And Weir takes that one low. Two balls a strike. Bryson 3 for 20 with Jersey Shore. Came up last week while the team was on the road. He also, like many on this team, began the year with Clearwater. He was hitting 201 there in 75 games, 9 homers, 41 ribbies, including 2 home runs on July 4th at Dunedin for Bryson. 2-1 pitch, bounce to third, tricky hop, doubled up nicely on the by Sprinkle, throws the first, low pick there by Delaney, and the inning is over. So the Blue Claws are now 1 for 19 with runners in scoring position this week. Two nice picks on that one. One by Sprinkle at third on the hop. One by Galani at first on the throw. No runs, one hit, one error. Two more left. We have played 2-0 score on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now!
Jordan Fowler back out there for the Blue Claws. We go to the top of the third inning, no score. Been somewhat of an eventful game, especially for a scoreless game. Both teams have had some pretty good chances. There's been some good defense, some good and bad base running. A lot has gone on, but no score as we start the third. Samuel Zavala leading it off for the dash against the left-hander Fowler. First pitch on the way, check swing outside. One ball, no strikes. Hector Rivera is our guest from the Royal Rangers. They're tonight's Blue Claws Charities Community Partner of the Game. Hector, welcome. How are you? Great to meet you.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having us here today. This is a great evening, so the Lord has blessed us with some great weather. So
yeah,
it's great to be here.
You guys picked a winner tonight. 1-1 on Zavala, left-handed batter, formerly with the Padres system, and a slider strike. Hector, tell us about the Royal Rangers.
Well, the mission for the Royal Rangers is to provide church a platform. And let's get on this baby.
Swing and a bounce through foul at home plate.
All right, to provide a platform to evangelize boys for Christ, to equip them you know, to be the next generation of Christ-like men. And then, let's get that baby going.
No, you're good.
No, it's
good. One and two, curveball on the inside corner. Got him looking strike three. Three Ks for Fowler.
There we
go ahead,
and yes, and it's basically them to equip them to be the next generation of Christ-like men and empower them, you know, for service. As lifelong, servant leaders, you know. So
how did you get started with the group?
Oh, wow. Almost 19 years ago, I started as a leader.
Here's Wilbur Sanchez. The shortstop takes inside. 221 with Kannapolis, 0 for 2 here in Winston-Salem. Just got promoted from low A. 0-1 with one out and nobody on. No score in the third. Breaking ball is outside. It's one ball, one strike. Go ahead, Hector.
Yep. And then just basically got introduced to Rangers early on, you know, basically as an adult. And I fell in love with it, you know, the first time I went camping.
1-1. Swing of it. So what kinds of activities do you guys provide for the members?
Well, we do all kinds from camping. We also do small events, you know, in the churches as well. There's local events. So the churches itself, the outposts, they do their own little things as well as the sectional and the district. The district is the state of Jersey. We come together at least 3 or 4 times a year as a whole district. To do the events.
1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball, strike three. Four strikeouts for Fowler, 208. I'm going to bring up Jordan Sprinkle, the third baseman.
So we come together and do a lot of the boy events in the sense of team building events, skill building events, kind of build their confidence, but also building relationships, among the boys so they could grow together and build each other up as well, and leaders do the same.
Little flare in a right center. Schreffler cuts over from right, gets there, and makes the catch to retire the side. Hector, how can somebody sign up?
Listen, they can go to RoyalRangers.com and find the nearest outpost, which would be a church near them. And they can actually call up the church and at the same time, call.
So the different churches, not every church participates, a lot do.
Yeah. Kind of, okay. Yeah, so they got to select which church has it and participate with Royal Rangers. And we have, multiple churches across the state of Jersey where they could be a member of the Royal Rangers and, just be a part of this ministry that, builds up the boys. We evangelize them. We're basically just bringing them in and we pour on, a lot of love to them, Christ's love, through worship, prayer, and also, study of God's word. But we also equip them with skills.
Yeah.
So that way we can empower them to go out there and be a servant, leader of the community. Of their own home, even at school, their jobs, they could actually, be a servant leader for them as well and be a great leader for the future.
Their website is RoyalRangers.com. Hector Rivera, Royal Rangers. Thanks so much. Keep up the great work and go enjoy the rest of the game.
All right, thank you so much.
Anytime. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, so no score. We go to the bottom half of inning number 3 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lake, we head into the bottom of the third, and Jersey Shore trailing, or rather tied with Winston-Salem, no score. Troy Schreffler leading it off for the Blue Claws, hit 3 home runs on the last road trip, and lines this one to the left field, a first pitch single in the third for Schreffler. And he's aboard at first to start things in the third. He can run, too. He's got 11 stolen bases on this season, and that'll bring out the leadoff man for the Blue Claws, Emarion Boyd. Jersey Shore left runners in second and third in the second inning and are now 0 for 13 with runners in scoring position in the last two games and 1 for 19 in the series. Here's Boyd with Schreffler at first, and the pitch by the southpaw Lucas Gordon is low, one ball and no strikes. Schreffler now 9 for his last 25 at the plate with 3 of those 9 home runs. 1-0 on Boyd. And he looks at a fastball that is belt high for a ball. And the count, two balls and no strikes. Jersey Shore's dropped the first two games in this series of four games left in the six-game set. Boyd gets one off the end of the bat and pops it up to short. Sanchez backpedaling in the shallow left side. He makes the catch and one away. So Boyd's 0 for 2. He's retired. That'll bring up Aiden Miller, who drew a walk his first time. Miller 22 walks now in a little less than 200 plate appearances as a Blue Claw. Lucas Gordon began the year, as we said, in Kannapolis. Sub 2 ERA there. This is start number 6 for him with Winston-Salem. Kannapolis, their low-A affiliate, as they have been the White Sox low-A team since 2001. And that's inside Miller. One ball, no strikes. Kannapolis was where the Phillies were before the Blue Claws debuted in 01. Piedmont Bowl Weevils. And that is outside a changeup. And it's 2-0, played in Kannapolis at Fieldcrest Cannon Stadium. And then after the 2000 season, the Phillies came up here when this ballpark opened. And they rebranded the Kannapolis Club to the Intimidators. Changeup is low, 3-0 on Miller. And they did that because of Dale Earnhardt. The Intimidator was part of the ownership team, but unfortunately he ended up passing away in Daytona 500 right before. Miller hits a high drive deep in the left center. That's got a chance. Zavala long run back at the wall. Looking up and it is gone. Home run. Aiden Miller up in the shrubs above the wall to the left of dead center. It's his third home run as a Blue Claw. And Jersey Shore strikes first. It's 2-0 Claws in the third. Says he can only hit on holidays. His first two Blue Claws home runs are on Father's Day and July 4th, and he hits one here on August 15th. His third as a Claw. Aiden Miller puts the Blue Claws up 2-0. And that'll bring up Keaton Anthony for Jersey Shore. And that one fouled away. Tony, what do you got? So Anthony fouls one off. He's got an 8-game hitting streak, Keaton does, after going picking up a base hit in last night's game. So you don't see too many home runs out into the shrubs. And now Steve Gerton, the Blue Claws groundskeeper, summoned briefly by a plate umpire, Travis Roberson. And now I guess he didn't have to go all the way out there. He goes back for whatever the reason. I don't know what happened there. Roberson was looking at something on the dirt to the right of home plate as Anthony takes a ball. And count, one ball and one strike on Keaton. Here's the 1-1, and he swings and misses a fastball. So for Aiden Miller, it's his third home run as a Blue Claw. And his first home run since July 4th, and the 8th home run of his career. He had hit 5 with Clearwater before getting the call up to the Blue Claws the second week of June. So Miller goes deep to give the Blue Claws a 2-0 lead. Anthony ropes one in the air to left field. Back on it, Connor. A few steps, the lefty in left makes the catch. Two men away. So Schreffler singles and Miller homers and drives him in. That will bring up Henry Mendez, the left fielder. He reached on an E9 his first time. And a curveball bounced to second. Bergoglio scoops it up, throws over in time. Simon, time. Well, the Blue Claws take the lead. Two runs on two hits. There were no errors and nobody left. Two-run homer by Aiden Miller. And Jersey Shore has got a 2-0 lead. Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Top of the fourth, 2-0 Blue Claws on the aided Miller homer, and here's Tony.
All right, Greg, thank you very much. Jordan Fowler got set to go. He has thrown 50 pitches, 33 for his strikes. And talking with the Bull manager, Greg Budzinski, before the ballgame, he said they would try to get him through about 75 pitches tonight, so he should be good, barring anything unforeseen here in this fourth inning. It's William Bergoya. This will be 2-3-4 for Winston-Salem to begin the top of the fourth. And Bergoya takes outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And the next pitch to the former Blue Claw is on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Now, Fowler has 6 professional victories in his career. The next one, a floating curveball over for a called strike. And it's 1-2 on Bergoya. Came in tonight with an 11-game hit streak. He's hit safely in all 11 with Winston-Salem, and he bloops a foul off to the left and out of play, and it's 1-2. Overall, it's a 14-game hit streak for Bergoya. Had hit safely in his final 3 games with Jersey Shore before the trade. And Fowler, lefty on lefty, fastball is high. Actually, that was probably a changeup at 79. Fowler will throw it up there about 88, 89, maybe 90 miles an hour for his fastball. His changeup is at least a good 10-mile-an-hour differential. Here's a bounding ball to third. Reyes gobbles it up, guns it quickly to first in time to get the speedy Bergoya. And that's one away here in the top of the fourth inning for Fowler. Fowler has made stops this year in the Florida Complex League and with Clearwater on his way up to Jersey Shore. He was on the 60-day injured list. And the number 3 hitter is Ryan Galaney. And the right-hand batter, the former Wofford University slugger, takes a strike. And it's 0-1. Swing and a miss. Wofford was a terror for the Terriers back when he was at Wofford. He was the Southern Conference Player of the Year in his final season there, 2023. The 0-2, and that's high and away. Right now, he has a .223, 9 home runs and 30 runs batted in for Winston-Salem. One out, nobody on top of the fourth. Blue Claws out in front in the game, and for the first time in this series, they lead it 2-0. Fowler deals, swing and a miss, chased a fastball at 88, and struck him out. That is number 5 in the style of pitching, in that they don't throw overly hard, but they change speeds very well and locate very well. Fowler reminds me of Braden Fosnacht, who is here for most of the season until recently being promoted to Reading, where he had a very fine start. There's a foul ball coming up this way. Look out. It hits. Now, Greg is not sitting next to me at the moment. Had he been here, it might have missed him by inches. It clanged off the open windowsill and back down into the lower bowl. Casey Saukey is the hitter. And the count has to be 1-1 because he just fouled the ball back up this way. And the pitch to the plate There's a strike. Now the scoreboard says still says 2-1. At any rate, Saki is the hitter. Two outs and nobody on top of the fourth. The pitch to the plate, that's low. Now we'll go with the scoreboard here. It's 3-1 on Saki. Greg, you just missed it. The ball hit just to your the ball. The 3-1 is swung on guide out to right, and Troy Schreffler back to steps to reach up and make the play. And the side is retired. I was going to say the ball just hit off your windowsill. A foul ball a moment ago. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. It's a 2-0 Blue Claws lead. Bottom four coming up on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Right on the bottom of the fourth inning, Blue Claws out in front, 2-0, courtesy of the two-run home run by Aiden Miller. His third is a Blue Claw, eighth of his young professional career. And it will be 5-6-7 against former Texas University ace Lucas Gordon. And the big Puma, Felix Reyes, with a big swing and no contact. It's nothing in one. And he grounded into a fielder's choice, his first at bat. And takes one over the outside corner, and it's nothing and two.
You know my favorite Lucas Gordon nugget is, Tony?
Go ahead.
They majored in human dimensions of organizations.
I did see that, yes. Here's the pitch, swinging a high fly foul. So were I still writing for the Asbury Park Press, which I did for quite a few years, in another lifetime, we'd have to ask him about that.
So they have a few, I looked this up.
0-2 pitch, low.
So they have a few different tracks. A lot of the classes are in, there's communication classes, there's history classes, social structure
swing
classes.
A high fly ball on the left, but Connor has a beat on it. Back a couple of strides to make the play, one away.
Marketing and advertising classes. There's a creativity and innovation track that has classes like brand storytelling, new media, entrepreneurialism, communication for innovation, culture track, so liberal arts kind of classes. I feel like the title of the majors makes it sound a lot cooler.
Jordan Disson takes it over the outside corner. It's nothing in one.
You know,
it sounds very impressive.
Yeah. Marketing communication, which is great. There's nothing wrong with
yeah,
that.
Sure.
But I was definitely piqued.
High and aware.
My interest was definitely piqued when I read that, human dimensions of organizations, and I immediately went to the University of Texas website to find out the class structure.
In case you wanted to enroll. 1-1 on the Blue Claws catcher. He swings and misses. So, Greg, in 2023, Gordon was the Big 12 Pitcher of the Year, fashioning a 7-2 mark for the Longhorns, a 2.63 ERA. Struck out 103 in 102 innings back in 2023 for Texas. And the pitch to Disson. Checks his swing, no swing. And the count is two balls and two strikes. He has been an innings eater in his professional career, especially this year. Here's the pitch. Disson swings and misses at a breaking ball. Strike three. And Jordan is out number two here in the bottom of the fourth inning. This will be his 20th start between Kannapolis and Winston-Salem. He has gone 5+10 times. So he's usually out there for a while. Right now he faces Pierce Bennett. Two outs, nobody on, bottom of the fourth. And the pitch to Bennett is bounced to the right side, gloved by the first baseman. Delaney runs to the bag to retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Jordan Fowler will go back out there for inning number five with a 2-0 lead on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Giamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. We go to the top of the fifth inning here in Shoretown. Blue Claws out in front, 2-0 behind lefty Jordan Fowler, faces 5, 6, and 7. And Caden Connor to begin the top of the fifth, lefty on lefty, and he pumps a strike across to Fowler, 0-1. Friends and family shout out time for Jordan. And he wanted to be sure to say hello to his dad. Here's the 0-1 to Connor. Swinging a high fly ball, pretty deep to right. Streffler going back to the track, still back at the wall, reaches up, can't get it. It's in play, and Connor digging for third. And he will roll in with a stand-up triple to begin the top of the fifth inning. So for tonight, that is the second hit allowed by Fowler. Again, wanted to say hi to his dad, Scott, watching the action in Union City, Tennessee.
I'll say this, that ball carried a lot farther than I thought.
I thought Treffler had a decent chance at it. Faces another left-hand batter here in Chappelle. The pitch to Chappelle is a ball. Lodell, Chappelle is the hitter. Lefty on lefty. Trying to cut off this run. The pitch home. Swung on, fouled away.
So, Tony, in the last couple of weeks, the Blue Claws have lost, or let's call it the last month, Gene Cabrera, Sam Aldegary, George Clausen, Moises Chace, and Braden Fosnot from their rotation. Granted, not all of those guys were in the rotation at the same time.
And the next one is popped up. The infielder was drawn in, but racing in is Boyd in very shallow center to make the play, and the runner will not advance off third.
In fact, not all of those guys were even in the organization at the same time. But they were all in the Blue Claws rotation in the last month, and they're all gone now. A couple of obviously sent off via trade, and a couple via promotion. Braden Fosslin and Moises Jase promoted this week. That'll do it for Fowler. It's Greg Brodzinski making his way out to pull Jordan, and the Blue Claws will go to the bullpen. So the Blue Claws have lost a lot of arms out of that, what's been a very good starting pitching group this season. And getting the opportunity to have a guy like Fowler come up and be activated off the IL as he was a couple of weeks back and make some key starts for them at the end of the year, as essentially he kind of builds up into his season because he's been out, you know, the whole year. The only his third game of the Blue Claws, he's been on the IL the whole year until 2 weeks ago, is a really nice benefit for Jersey Shore. And, you know, the added bonus, of course, to that is that he's a guy that you know can compete and get a lot of outs at this level and be a very good pitcher at this level, because we saw it all of last summer. And normally, of course, he would be still in the ball game, but you know, still being stretched out. He's up to 70 pitches. That's what he threw today. Right. That's the most he's thrown in a game this year. And Jersey Shore will summon in a reliever. I believe that's Gunnar Mayer. And he'll come on with a runner at third.
Oh, again, Bull said before the ball game, around 75 pitches was going to be the limit for Fowler. So they're lifting him with 70. Unfortunately, it eliminates them from getting the victory. But the main item, of course, is his development. And to continue his way back, he was on the 60-day DL, and just to make sure he's healthy. And he will most likely, of course, get another start or two or three down the road. So that's
there's
the whole
3 weeks
idea
left after this, so I would think three.
Three, yeah.
And hopefully more, but we'll see. So Fowler tonight, 4 1/3, 2 hits, no runs, but he is responsible for the runner in third. 1 walk, struck out 5, very good outing for Jordan.
And the right-hander Mayer will come on and face the right-hand hitting catcher in Weston Eberle, who was in his 28th game. He struck out his first time up. He's out of Columbia University. He's 13 for 78 with Winston-Salem, and with the infield in, he swings and tips it foul at the plate. It's nothing and one. That's a 167 batting average, a home run, and 8 runs batted in for the former Columbia Lion, 23 years old, 16th round pick in 2023. Was Eberle swings late and misses, and takes timeout. Gunnar Mayer could be on now for more than an inning. Gunnar was a starter last year, and then has transitioned into a relief role this year. He's usually gone about 1 to 2 innings. Looking for a strikeout here, and he gets it. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Big strikeout for Mayer. He features a changeup in the mid to a changeup. A changeup is one of his best pitches, probably his best pitch. He can throw in the mid to high 90s. And he faces the White Sox number 17 prospect here in Samuel Savala, a left-hand hitter who struck out his first at bat. 2 outs, runner at third. The pitch is a fastball outside. That was at 84. It's 1 ball and no strikes on Savala. The runner at third is Connor. He's edging out down the line. The pitch to the plate inside. Dancing out of the way is Savala, and it's 2-0. Connor tripled with nobody out. Now he's there with 2 away. .185, 7 homers, 33 runs batted in for Savala. Tall left-hand hitter, fastball high and outside, and it's 3-0. On deck, the number 9 hitter in Sanchez. Wilbur Sanchez playing in just his second game with Winston-Salem. And the 3-0 is a swing and a foul tip of the plate, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. We've seen a couple of swings in this series on 3-0. So now the count is 3-1 on Savala. Runner at third, 2 outs, 2-0, Jersey Shore, top of the 5th. The stretch, the 3-1. Outside ball four, he walked him. So he walks the 185 hitter. There's Mayer. Now, I don't know if he'll try it here with two outs and his team down by two, but Savala kind of run a little bit. He's got 13 steals despite the low batting average. He's been caught five times, and he has 50 stolen bases in his career. And here is Sanchez, who struck out his first at bat. Runners at the corners, two outs. The pitch is across for a strike. And it's nothing and one. On the Winston-Salem infielder. And the 0-1 by Mayer. Inside. To Wilbur Sanchez. He's 22 years old. 5'10", 160 from Venezuela. And a pro since 2019. At Kannapolis this year, he played 61 games, batting 221. Four homers. The pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball. In his career, Sanchez has 110 stolen bases. In 2022 with Kannapolis, he stole 38. Runners at the corners with two outs. The runner at first goes, pitches, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. And Mayer gets out of it with a couple of strikeouts, and they strand the runner at third. And they strand runners at the corners here. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. We go to the bottom of the fifth in Shoretown. It's 2-0. Blue Claws on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Join the fun of Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Eight, nine, and one for Jersey Shore here in the bottom of the fifth. Blue Claws up 2-0. It's Bryson Ware, Troy Schreffler, and Marion Boyd to face the big left-hander here and Lucas Gordon. 6-1, 193. And Ware out of the University of Auburn. Swings and skies it in the shallow right. Racing in as the right fielder. He should get there. And the second baseman was there, and the ball drops between them. We'll see how they score that. That will
be the second time there's been a miscommunication between Bergoglio at second and Salke in right. And, you know, Tony, we saw Bergoglio here the whole year, and I don't think that happened even once.
Right.
But happened a couple of times tonight. Obviously, he's new to Winston-Salem, but just miscommunication that, you know, really can't happen.
And that will be
between
scored.
Him and Salke, base hit.
A base hit. And here is Troy Schreffler. He looks at a breaking ball, and it's over for a strike. It's nothing and one. The first one was an error charge.
Yeah, well, the first one hit Salke right in the middle of the glove. That one, Bergoglio kind of peeled back, I thinking that the right fielder was going to come in and catch it.
0-1 to Schreffler in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike.
Once you get back, yep. Ware hit the pop-up and kind of half slammed his bat into the ground, thinking he was out. Sure enough, he's at first.
Coming up in the sixth, we'll have the out-of-town scoreboard. For you, brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Blue Claws could use some insurance. They lead 2-0 here, bottom of the fifth. Count 1-1 on Schreffler. The pitch swung on, bounced to the right side. Backhanded there. The throw to second out. And that's all they'll get. No return throw. That throw by Galani to second was a little bit off target. Sanchez was able to corral it and get the force. While Schreffler arrives safely at first, it's one away. Schreffler's a threat to runs. Got 11 steals this year, 35 in his career. He's been caught once. And Marion Boyd is 0-2. Runner goes, pitch inside, throw to second. Close, safe. Stolen base. Troy Schreffler collects number 12 and number 36 in his career, which began in 2022, 15th round, University of Maryland. So, runner in scoring position where the Blue Claws had had their problems in this series, 1-for-19 in that department. The pitch to Boyd, fastball high and away. Got the out-of-town scoreboard in the sixth, brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Insurance businesses in our area and many, many services. Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900. Now you get a hold of IOA. Boyd takes a fastball that's wide from Gordon. And the count is 3-0. Runner at second is Schreffler as the Blue Claws try to add to a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Boyd, a tall, erect stance. Runner breaks off second. The pitch is high and away. Throw it in second. It goes awry. And Schreffler darts off third and then goes back as the ball was retrieved by the catcher, Averly. Not sure exactly what
Boyd.
Happened there. It hit Boyd.
The throw hit Boyd. Same thing that happened last night, although it didn't hit Boyd in the head.
Good
last thing. Night, Luis Caicudo was throwing behind the runner at first base, the Blue Claws catcher, and he hit William Bergoya in the batter's box in the helmet, and he went down to the ground and obviously stayed in the game, which was great. That throw to third hit Boyd and bounced away toward the third base dugout. So Schreffler ends up stealing third. He thought about trying to score, but I think they didn't want to risk it, especially with only one out. So that'll be a stolen base.
And
Boyd on a walk it reaches first.
So the Blue Claws now have excellent speed on the bases. Let's see if Boyd is frisky down there at first. You do have runners at the corners. Schreffler with excellent speed at third.
You know, I think
but
it
you
hit,
do have a left-hander on the mound.
I think the throw hit the bat.
Oh, brother.
Not Boyd. Boyd had his bat, you know, resting over his shoulder, and it hit the bat and it bounced away.
So here's Aiden Miller. The pitch to the young slugger is cut on and missed, and it's nothing and one onto the Phillies' top prospect now, according to the MLB pipeline. Runners at the corners, the pitch home, that's low in the dirt, one ball, one strike. So Schreffler at third. Boyd at first. One out, bottom five, 2-0 Jersey Shore. Aiden Miller, right-hand hitter waits. The pitch is over on the inside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes on Aiden. For the 20-year-old from Florida, this is his 43rd game with Jersey Shore. A tape-measured two-run home run for him back in the third inning. The stretch, the 1-2 pitch, swinging a high pop-up near the plate. The catcher, Everly, now in foul ground, it drops. Well,
Eberle caught Sprinkle, I think. Yeah. Third baseman was going to catch it. He just stopped going after it. It ended up a few feet away. Sprinkle came down, and Miller gets a reprieve.
Well, we've seen a couple of balls.
Defensive miscues on both sides today.
Now we've seen a couple of miscues there on the right side of the infield. Now one in foul ground gives Aiden Miller a new life. Can he take advantage? The stretch. Runners lead at the corners, and now a throw to first. And Boyd is back with one stride. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. 0-2-1 for Winston-Salem. Boyd edging out at first. Lefty Gordon comes set. Runner goes. The pitch, high fastball. Throw down the second slide. Tag out. They call Boyd out at second. Bang, bang play, and that's two down. Marion Boyd caught stealing. For the season now, he has been caught 11 times. He's been successful 20 times. And that was the 11th time he's been caught. That was a heck of a throw by Eberle. It was right where it needed to be. The pitch to Miller is inside. And he's structuring the count now. It's full with three balls and two strikes on Aiden Miller. If he keeps hitting, the inning alive, Keaton Anthony would be next. 2-0 Jersey Shore. The pitch. Low, ball four. Miller has an excellent eye.
Second walk drawn tonight. Two walks and a homer. That's a good night at the office for sure. Third walk for Lucas Gordon. Winston-Salem has action in their bullpen and left.
So here's Keaton Anthony now, who is 0-2 tonight. And sees his average at 351 with a home run and 27 runs batted in. His 36th game with Jersey Shore. The former Iowa Hawkeye takes a fastball across the letters, and it's nothing and one. Schreffler at third, and Miller, who can run, he's at first. He has 9 steals this year. He's been caught twice. And now with 2 outs, you'd think they'd let Anthony hit. The pitch is swung on and missed. A big rip, and it's nothing and two on Keaton. He has an 8-game hitting streak coming into tonight. Does Anthony calls time, steps out. Runners at first and third. Blue Claws have really struggled this series with runners in scoring position. And trying to break through in that department. Keaton Anthony, right-hand hitter, waits. The lefty goes to first, and back easily is Miller. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. New Jersey Shore, 0-2-1, Winston-Salem. Runners at the corners, 2 outs. Another throw to first, not in time. So Miller will now get a semi-free run at second if he chooses to do so. They either have to get him or it's a balk. Gordon at the stretch. The pitch to Miller. Swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball. Struck him out. Luclaw still struggling with runners in scoring position. And that retires the side. No runs, 1 hit. No errors. They leave a couple. Greg back with you in the 6th. With the Blue Claws out in front, 2-0 on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
2-0 Jersey Shore. We head into the top half of the sixth inning. The first full inning of relief for Gunnar Mayer, who struck out two out of the three batters he faced in the fifth inning to get Blue Claws through that frame. First pitch bunted foul by right-handed hit batting Jordan Sprinkle. And runner away here, top half of the sixth. Two runs, four hits for the Blue Claws. No runs, two hits, one error for Winston-Salem. Both runs tonight came on one swing. A two-run homer by Aiden Miller, his eighth overall this year, third with Jersey Shore. Two-run homer in the bottom of the third into the shrubs behind the center field wall. Sprinkle, right-handed batter, one for two. And Gunner's 0-1, a fastball upstairs, or rather a slider upstairs. And it's even up at one ball, one strike. Sprinkle from Palm Springs, California. Grew up a big Cardinals fan. He loved Ozzie Smith. And the 1-1, driven foul down the right field line. That's out of play. And the count 1-2. Jordan Fowler, the starter, went 4 1/3, no runs, two hits, one walk, five strikeouts. He will not get a decision. Mayer in line for what would be his third win. And the Blue Claws can stay ahead here. That one, a slider, bounced foul and home plate. Still one ball, two strikes. Jersey Shore 2-4-0. Still just four runs in the series, though, for the Blue Claws. They lost 5-2 on Tuesday and 2-0 last night. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, change of the dirt, blocked by Disson. Strike three, throws down to first for the out, one away. Strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel, the best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day the traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. That's Mayer's best pitch, under that changeup. When we did a hook, line, and splitter podcast the other day with Jordan Disson, Blue Claws catcher, we asked him to talk about some of the best pitches from this staff that he has to manage, and he mentioned Mayer's changeup. There's a Mayer fastball at 94 for a called strike, nothing at one. Gunner has allowed seven earned runs in his last four outings, so been a little bumpy of late, but overall a really good year. Changeup, swing and a miss to Bergoya, and McCown, nothing at two. Mayer moved to the bullpen this year, 55 strikeouts in 42 innings coming into today, and he's already got three strikeouts in one inning tonight, struck out all three outs that he's recorded. Bergoya, Mayer's former teammate, and bloops one down the left field line. Over goes Bennett, cutting toward the line to make the catch. And there's two down. They had him play perfectly there. Tony Bennett racing over toward the line. And Bergoya retired for the third time tonight.
Well, the Honey team should be able to scout William Bergoya. It should be the Blue Claws. And Bennett did have him play perfectly right toward the line. So Mayer would probably be the pitcher of record if this lead holds here.
Here's Galani, change up that and outside. Well, he would be. Yeah. Bergoya, for those unaware, was with Jersey Shore for the first 3 months of the season, 4 months of the season. He got traded to the White Sox on July 30th, deadline day, for Tanner Banks, fastball low, have a count 2-0. A lot of times when a player gets traded, they move up a level. But Bergoya is so young, only 19, mm-hmm. They kept him in high A. 2-0 on Ryan Galani, and foul move. George Clausen was traded to the Angels a couple of days before the deadline with Sam Aldegary. Aldegary had just got to Reading, so he went straight to Double A. Clausen ended up making one start for the Angels, a high A team in Tri-City, slider outside, 3-1. And then went to Double A after that. So he and Aldegary reunited. In Huntsville, Alabama. Rocket City Trash Pandas.
Out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Phillies pounding on Washington tonight, 9-1 at the end of five innings.
Jordan Vincent went over. I think he got a new glove.
Alec Bohm, a three-run home run, was followed back-to-back by Nick Castellanos. Solo shot. Started the Phillies off on the right track tonight. They're up 9-1 through five innings.
Here's a liner into right field for Schreffler. Backs up a few steps, makes the grab toward the track. Side retiring. Good job by Gunnar Mayer. Inning and two-thirds. Scoreless for him with three strikeouts. No runs, no hits. None left in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Blue Claws still up 2-0 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join. Bottom of the sixth inning, Jersey Shore 2, Winston-Salem nothing. Lucas Gordon goes five innings and allows two runs, both earned on four hits, three walks, and two strikeouts. The big hit, the home run by Aiden Miller, driving in both Jersey Shore runs. Henry Mendez will lead it off against the new pitcher. That's Billy Seidel, right-hander from Newton, Massachusetts. And the first pitch is a fastball outside, and it's 1-0. Seidel has been in the organization since 2022, 15th round pick out of Duke. Went to high school in Needham, Mass. And the pitch is a breaking ball, big cut and a miss by Mendez, 1-1. Seidel began the year with Kannapolis, 20 games there, 2.63 ERA in 24 innings with 33 strikeouts. With Winston-Salem, 2-1, a 5.87 ERA in 15 innings. 13 walks, 12 strikeouts. Grounded a second by Mendez. Bergoglio backs up from the edge of the outfield. Grass throws to first for the out. And there's one up and one down here in the sixth. Gunnar Mayer's night is over. Blue Claws have a right-hander. I think Jack Dallas warming up in the bullpen now down the line in right. And he will come on for... No, check that. I'm sorry. We'll figure it out. Here's Felix Reyes, right-handed batter. And that's a fastball high. That's Paxton Thompson.
Right, right.
Reyes 0-for-2, grounded out, flew to left. His first appearance of the series for Billy Seidel. And Reyes takes a strike. Seidel gave up one run in two innings against Greenville on Friday in his most recent outing. Tomorrow night, 7:05, Mitch Newborn for Jersey Shore against Jake Rockenstead. Luke Russo pitches on Saturday, breaking ball high, 2-1, and Braden Tucker on Sunday for the Blue Claws, although Saturday it could be Freddie Tarnock starting. Tarnock on a rehab assignment from Lehigh Valley will pitch. Whether he starts or not, we'll see. 2-1, swing and a miss. Big cut by Reyes. Blue Claws have had some base runners, Tony, and Miller hit the big home run. It feels like they're up by more than two.
Yeah.
It's a 2-0 lead here, bottom of inning number six. First and only meeting between the two teams this year, this six-game series. Here's the 2-2. breaking ball way outside. They played a wild six-game series in Winston-Salem last summer in July. Blue Claws blew 4- and 5-run leads in the first two games. The second game, they were down by 7 in the ninth inning, scored 5, lost 13-11. Fastball outside, ball 4, Reyes aboard. And then they won the last 3 of that series. Before that, they hadn't played since 2021, which was the first year Winston-Salem and the Blue Claws were in the same league. Remember, Winston-Salem had been high A for many, many years. White Sox high A since 1997, and the Blue Claws were low A from 01 through 2019. Here's Jordan Disson with Reyes at first. Walk brought to you by P.C. Richard and Son. And the stretch, here's the pitch. Outside slider to Jordan. And the count 1-0. Disson 0 for 1, 2-15 on the year. 9 home runs, 33 runs batted in. So that walk by Seidel, those have been a problem for him. As we said, since he came up to Winston-Salem, fell back out of play by Disson. 1-1. That's his 14th walk in 15 and two-thirds innings with the dash. I'm going to call them Kannapolis all week, aren't I?
Yeah.
Have to get a big sign for the booth. Here's the 1-1. And a strike slider called to the outside corner, 1-2.
I don't know about you, but I'm still having occasional trouble with calling the Blue Claws, well, not calling the Blue Claws Lakewood.
I don't do that anymore.
Still creeps into my vocabulary every now and then.
The Aberdeen Delmarva thing, though.
Yeah, that's a toughie, yeah.
1-2 on Disson. Reyes leads off first, breaking ball, foul back in the screen. Right over Pierce Bennett, the on-deck batter. And it's still 1-2 on Jordan. What else you got on the scoreboard? You got cut off there for the inning ended. And here's a high fly ball and a deep center by Disson. Zavala going back toward the track, but he has room. Backpedaling right in front of the track, makes the catch for out number 2. Disson gave it a ride. Comes up a few feet short. Back to first goes Reyes, and they're a 2-man away.
At Old Crosley Field in Cincinnati, that would have been a home run. Way back when. It's 390 up a terrace back there. Back there in the olden days.
Well, that would have been a home run if they placed the fence using the Hawkeye dashboard, because it said it went 360 feet. Here's Pierce Bennett. Bennett had an RBI double on Tuesday. 0-4-2 here tonight. And the pitch by Seidel, swing and a miss, breaking ball.
Lehigh Valley leads at Worcester 3-1. That's in the top of the fifth inning. Derek Hall, who was designated for assignment, wasn't claimed by anybody, is back with Lehigh Valley. Has a couple of doubles in that ball game.
Slow roller foul, third base side. No balls, 2 strikes.
Redding taking it on the chin tonight, excuse me, from New Hampshire, 5-0. In Redding, they go to the top of the sixth inning. Chris McGowan was the starter for Redding. Justin Crawford 0-3 in that ball game. He's at 333.
Breaking ball in the dirt, knocked down by the catcher, picks it up, throws to second. Reyes tries to advance and is thrown out by Weston Eberle. Good throw to Bergoya covering. And Reyes out advancing on a ball of the dirt. Bennett will then get to lead off in the seventh. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. 2-0 Blue Claws. We go to the seventh. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Play the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts.
with the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
New pitcher Paxton Thompson for the Blue Claws. We go to the top half of the seventh inning, and he comes on for Gunnar Mayer, who was excellent tonight. Gunnar leaves in line for his third win of the season. Thompson's been fantastic since joining the Blue Claws at the beginning of July. First pitch strike on the inside corner to Casey Sawkey, and the count is nothing and one. Phillies up 10-3. Weston Wilson just did a solo homer at CBP. 0-1 on Sawkey. It was 0-2. Pitched by Thompson, swung on and missed. So Paxton making his ninth appearance with the Blue Claws. He's yet to allow an earned run. 12 innings, 5 hits, 1 unearned run. 4 walks, 13 strikeouts. It's been tremendous. Began the year with Clearwater at a 3.62 ERA there in 19 games. Fastball a little high, 91 miles an hour, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thompson, 24 years old, from St. Michael, Minnesota. Signed with the Phillies out of the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. Reyes back at third. Sawkey the cleanup batter. Slider fouled away.
On the affiliate scoreboard, Clearwater trails Tampa 3-2, top seven. Now one of the Phillies, well, the Phillies' number two pick in this year's draft, Greg, is injured, right?
Yes.
Possibly out for the year.
Well, I don't know about that. Blow Sawkey. And the count 2-2. The Phillies placed Griffin Buchholder on the 7-day IL today with a left hamstring injury.
Yeah.
7-day IL, not 60. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fouled away. Lined up the first base line into the netting. Still 2-2.
Those 7-day ILs are never 7 days, right?
I mean, very rarely.
Yeah.
But if they put him on a 60-day AL, that frees up a roster spot somewhere in the organization. That would have ended his season, so they could have done that. Fastball right down the middle, got him looking, strike three. Sawkey may have been looking for a slider. He gets a fastball from Paxton Thompson, and he's down looking for out number one. Gunnar Mayer, an inning and two-thirds. No runs, no hits, one walk, struck out three. He is the pitcher of record. Blue Claws up 2-0 with one out, top half of the seventh. Both runs on the Aiden Miller home run back in the bottom of the third. And the changeup is high for ball one to Caden Connor. Winston-Salem has had chances. They had first and third with one out in the first inning and didn't score. 1-0. And a strike called on the outside corner. And the count is 1-1 one strike. They had a runner at third with nobody out in the fifth inning and didn't score.
Yeah, they're 0-5 with runners in scoring position. Blue Claws in this series, 1-20 with runners in scoring position.
Ground ball right side. That's through past the diving Bryson Ware out of the right field base hit for Connor. So he's aborted first. And he has two of the three dash hits tonight. That'll bring up Loydell Cipelli, the DH, who's 0-2. Thompson pitched four times with Clearwater last year after signing out of North Carolina Charlotte. He was there for 2 years and helped them reach the NCAA tournament last season. In fact, he threw three scoreless innings in eliminating number three Clemson from the NCAA regionals. Thompson will travel. Here's Cipelli. Swings and misses. Left-handed batter, nothing and one. Pitched at Parkland College, Bradley University, and the University of Mary in Fargo, North Dakota before transferring to Charlotte, where he finished up his career, collegiate career, and then signed with the Phils. 6'1", 205 pounds, Paxton Thompson. Reyes on the grass at third, a little bit off the line, left-handed batter, and it's high and outside. Fastball, one ball and one strike. Chappelli's from Cuba, signed with the White Sox in 2022. Was with Winston-Salem last year as well. And came into the day at 247, two homers. This is first action of the series. One ball, one strike on Chappelli, and a foul tip held by Disson. Count even, or count now one and two, Thompson ahead of the count.
University of Mary is an NCAA Division II program, offers 18 Division II teams.
What's their team nickname? Doesn't say, we'll find it. One and two, count on Chappelli, and it's a fastball high. The Marauders.
Oh, you know, I did know that briefly, but only briefly.
Two and two on Chappelli, runner at first. He's the tying run, Chappelli. Thompson out of the stretch, twiddling claws, top of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, fastball, strike three. Thompson gets that one past Chappelli, 2-8, and that'll bring up Weston Eberle, the catcher, is 0 for 2, struck out twice.
Chappelli, a just fan, does have 20 professional home runs since he began as a pro in 2022. And now here is Eberle, who has 23 professional home runs since, I'm sorry, as you were, has one professional home run. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
That was this year.
Yes.
And he takes that one for a called strike. Eberle, 16th round pick in 2023.
Okay. Scared myself with that stat.
Out of Columbia.
Yeah.
0-1 on Eberle. Popped up foul first base side. I believe he's the second Ivy Leaguer to face the Blue Claws this year. Remember Jaron Zinn of Wilmington? He went to Harvard. Mm. And Eberle to Columbia. 0-2, the count on him. Runner leads off first. 2-0 Claws, top of the seventh. And the pitch by Thompson, high and outside.
2023 in Columbia, he batted 309 with nine homers and 41 runs batted in.
Thompson has pitched two innings twice with the Blue Claw, so I guess they would like to get him through two, but he's already thrown now. This will be his 19th pitch of this inning. 1-2 count. Here it comes. Foul to win. First base side up under the roof, out of play. I hope it doesn't damage the roof, Tony.
Hope it doesn't.
Time to call the experts at Delta Contracting Services to find out. Visit DeltaRoofNJ.com because your roof is an asset worth protecting. That's DeltaRoofNJ.com. 1-2 the count on Eberle. High set Thompson. Runner leads off. First pitch is inside. Just missed. Most of the Blue Claws started the at least take a couple of steps in the direction of the first base dugout, and the Hawkeye dashboard says indeed that was in there for strike three, but called the ball by Travis Roberson, 2-2. Woodlaw's got a bad break on a close pitch last night, and that's outside. At some point in the future, they're going to have the ABS system and probably use the challenge system in the big leagues. And who knows? I don't know if they'll use it here. They'd have to install it in all the stadiums. Maybe they will. But I think that would
now,
have been a pitch that would have been challenged by either Thompson or Disson, the pitcher or the catcher. Catcher and the batter, the only three that can issue a challenge. 3-2, runner goes, and tip foul at home.
They use it now in AAA, right?
3 days a week, and they use it in the Florida State League 3 days a week. And the reason they use it 3 days a week is so they can get relevant comparative data on both sides of it. I talked to Trent Farquhar about it, and that was in Hook, Line, and Splitter that just went up today, and they used it in Clearwater. And he liked it. Three balls, two strikes again. Runner goes. Pitch is a check swing and foul ball. Went right into the ground at home plate, and the count remains 3-2. Back to first goes Connor. Farquhar said, basically, it's there enough to correct the egregious calls and the calls that are bad in big moments, but it doesn't overwhelm the game, and you still have that human element from the umpire, which I've never seen it in use, but that's always kind of my thought from afar. And, you know, obviously it goes really fast. Here's a high drive deep in the left field. That's trouble. Bennett way back toward the wall, looking up, and it's gone. A no-doubt-about-it blast over the left field wall for Weston Eberle. He wins the battle. A long at-bat off Thompson, and he goes deep to tie it. It's 2-2 here in the top of the seventh inning. It was the ninth pitch of the at-bat, and the second home run of the season for Weston Eberle. It's 2-2.
Not the second of his career. Before that at-bat, he had struck out twice today. He was 13 for 79.
So now a new game. Here's Zavala, who takes inside of the count. One ball, no strikes. Those are the first two earned runs allowed by Paxton Thompson since joining the Blue Claws on July 2nd. This was his 13th inning pitched with Jersey Shore. 1-0 on Zavala. And a line drive into right field. The base hit between Anthony and Ware. So Samuel Zavala, a stolen base threat, is aboard at first. And the batter will be Wilbert Sanchez, the shortstop. And Tony, you would think here that they might try to put Zavala in motion. Now he has 13 steals. He's also been caught five times. So not necessarily super efficient. Brad Ferguson, the pitching coach, will make his way out to the mound to talk to Thompson.
For Eberle, this was just his 36th professional game. He had played in 8 games last year with the Rookie League White Sox and was 2 for 23.
So,
and this year 13 for 79. Before that at bat.
That base hit by Zavala, 106 off the bat. The home run, 103 off the bat from Eberle with an estimated distance of 402 feet. So a 2-2 game on a pair of two-run homers. It's not too often that you see a game, Tony, in this ballpark where all the scoring occurs on home runs. So we got here, Aiden Miller, a two-run shot for the Blue Claws. Here's Wilbur Sanchez. Zavala leads off first, held on by Anthony. He's the go-ahead run. The first pitch cut out and missed, and the count nothing and one. Now, the risk if you put the runner in motion is that if he's thrown out, then you have Sanchez leading off. He's the nine hitter next inning. But I think with two out, might as well try and take the lead on a base hit. Not going. And a fastball outside. Jordan Disson has thrown out 24 base dealers this year out of 90. To try. That is 27%, about 6% above the league average. So 1-1 on Sanchez, not going. Chased a high fastball from Thompson. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. That was his 29th pitch of the inning. This will be his only inning, I would think, tonight. Although right now there's nobody throwing in the Jersey Shore bullpen. 1-2, 2 out on Sanchez, 2-2, top half of the seventh. Runner goes and swinging a miss, strike 3. Doesn't matter, side retired, but Winston-Salem has tied the game. 2 runs on 3 hits, there were no errors and 1 left. 2-2, stretch time here in Short Town. Back after this, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB team.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
So as we reach the seventh inning stretch, we have a whole new ball game. It's 2-2. Blue Claws of the Winston-Salem Dash here at Shoretown Ballpark. Two-run homer by Aiden Miller for the Blue Claws in the third. Two-run homer in the seventh for the Dash by Weston Eberle. So 2-2 game. Billy Seidel stays in for Winston-Salem. First pitch to Pierce Bennett is in there for a called strike and a count nothing and one. Seidel pitched the sixth through a scoreless inning. Bennett was batting when the sixth inning ended, breaking ball inside. And Felix Reyes was at first base, thrown out, trying to go to second base on the ball in the dirt for the final out of the inning. So Bennett leads off here in the sixth. 0 for 2 tonight, 10 for 49 with the Blue Claws. And a breaking ball called strike. Count is 1 and 2. It'll be Bennett, Ware, and Schreffler for the Blue Claws with Amarian Boyd up fourth in the inning should someone reach. Here's the 1-2 and a liner foul up first and out of the concourse out of play right towards Shoretown Tacos, Tony. I hope it didn't knock over the sour cream down the first base concourse behind Section 103.
Did you see the tacos just scattering across across the concourse?
1-2 pitch, chump foul behind the plate. And the count remains 1-2.
Well, Greg, the Blue Claws 3.5 games behind division leading Hudson Valley as we speak, which is winning now 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning at Hudson Valley. Aberdeen, another team ahead of Jersey Shore, is losing 2-0 bottom of the seventh in Aberdeen.
1-2 fouled off at home plate, and it's still one ball, two strikes on Pierce Bennett.
And Wilmington, which is nosed ahead of Jersey Shore, which is now fifth, is trailing sixth place Brooklyn, 8-4. That's in the bottom of the seventh in Wilmington.
So Paxton Thompson is going to stay in for the eighth, by the way. There's nobody throwing in the Blue Claws bullpen. Breaking ball, hit in the air down the right field line. Long run, Saukey toward the corner, dives after it, can't get it. Base hit, and it rolls back to the right field wall. Bennett flying around second, on his way to third. Burkoya's throw, not in time. A leadoff three-base hit for Pierce Bennett. And the Blue Claws have a runner at third with nobody out here in the seventh inning.
Well, the Blue Claws don't even need to get a hit here to get this run in. They can do it on a well-placed infield out. They can do it on the sacrifice fly, a myriad of other ways as well. Base hit would be preferable. But they have to go ahead run to third, Greg, as you say, with nobody out. Once
Saukey gave that a good effort in slicing away from him down the right field line. 104 miles an hour off the bat. And a two-strike triple for Pierce Bennett.
Once it got past him, there is no doubt Bennett, who runs well, was going to make it to third.
Bryson Ware the batter, and the pitch is in there. A called strike, a slider, and the count nothing and one. Ware's one for two. Infield, of course, is in a 2-2 game. Ground ball toward the middle. That's a base hit. Past the dive of Sanchez in the center. Bryson Ware, the go-ahead RBI single as Bennett scores in third. And the Blue Claws take a 3-2 lead. So a two-hit night for Bryson Ware. And it's the new Claws, Bennett and Ware, to give Jersey Shore the lead.
Well, Ware came in tonight 3 for 20 in his Jersey Shore Carrera got that infield hit his last time up and now makes solid contact, drives it up the middle through the draw in an infield, and the Blue Claws reclaim the lead.
So 3-2, still nobody out, and Treffler shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a ball. And the count is 1-1, no strikes. So Paxton Thompson, who blew the lead, is now in line for the win. Yeah. 1-0 on Treffler. And the pitch is a strike, a slider on the outside. Corner count, 1-1.
I was going to say, Ware had 24 home runs in his final year there at Auburn. Didn't need a home run there, though. Just needed to make contact, which he did.
Now you want an insurance run.
Oh, yes.
With six outs still to get. 1-1. Strike call. That Benitez fastball, 1-2. Marion Boyd is on deck. And then Aiden Miller. Miller's been on three times tonight, a home run and two walks. Treffler scored on Miller's two-run homer. He had singled back in the third. And the 1-2 pulled softly foul. Treffler had three home runs on the last trip, has seven now on the season. With the Blue Claws, two off of Jordan Disson's team lead of nine. Disson hasn't homered since late June. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Slider got him, strike three. So Schreffler out, one away, and that's the first strikeout for Billy Seidel, and it brings up the Blue Claws leadoff hitter, Marion Boyd. Great crowd tonight. This will be, I think, in the eights. If not in the eights, in the high sevens. One of the best crowds of the summer. Fastball high, and a count 1-1, no strikes on Boyd.
The fire pits are roaring out there.
Well, you need them again field now,
there,
right?
Yes, you do, yeah.
Temperatures in the low 70s. I wouldn't say you need a fire pit, but you know, low 70s, not like the middle of the summer where it, you know, dips down to like 86. Breaking ball high and outside, 2-0 on board.
So, Greg, I'm going to go with 8,100. How's that?
Give it a shot. That's about right. 2-0 on Boyd. And a breaking ball called strike. I'll say 82-14. How about that?
All righty.
Fastball outside, 3-1. Well, how about this? Aiden Miller hit a home run, right? He's number 10?
Yeah.
All right, 82-10.
There you go.
Three one to Boyd, outside and high. Boyd's on for the second time. Second walk by Seidel. First and second for Aiden Miller. And that'll do it for Seidel. Here comes manager Guillermo Quiroz and Wilmington Winston-Salem going to the bullpen. So the Blue Claws lead it 3-2, bottom of the seventh, back into this Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may.
So So Winston-Salem goes to the bullpen. They bring on a new right-hander to face it, and Miller runners at first and second for Jersey Shore with still just one out here in the seventh inning. Claus taking the lead on the RBI single by Bryson Ware. New pitcher is Nick Alterman, a 6-foot-tall, 225-pound right-hander from Redwood Falls, Minnesota. 17th round pick in 2022 by the White Sox. Drafted out of Minnesota State, Mankato. With a dash, three innings, three runs with Kannapolis earlier this year. 30 games, 3-3, a 2.75 ERA. 37 strikeouts, 12 walks, and 36 innings for Nick Alterman. So here's Aiden Miller, who's 1-for-1, a two-run homer, and he's drawn two walks. The home run is third as a Blue Claw, eighth overall this season. First pitch from Alterman, swing and a miss. Like a changeup, and Miller a little bit out in front. And it snowballs and one strike. After Miller, Keaton, Anthony, Blue Claws would love to extend this one-run lead. They have six outs to get. Paxton Thompson will stay in and pitch for Jersey Shore in the eighth, which will be his second inning of work. Set at the belt, looks back at the runner at second, and Miller takes another changeup low. So he went after the first changeup. They threw him the same pitch again, right below the knees, and the spin on that one. Altermat was the closer for Kannapolis in their first ever no-hitter back on June 29th. There's the 1-1. And a high fly ball deep down the left field line. Hooking foul and going foul. Oh, wow. He broke his bat. He very nearly had a broken bat home run. It was fouled by about, what, 5 feet, Tony? Yeah. You don't see too many broken bat home runs. That was pretty close. And I'll go back to the dugout and get a new one.
Yeah, Miller apparently, well, he knew one of two things. He knew either it was going to go because he just took a stride out of the box and looked at it, or he also probably knew it was going to go foul because he didn't really take off.
And everybody knew just hearing the sound of the bat that he broke the bat, but he nearly got it out.
Oh my!
1-2 on Miller. First and second, one man down. Here's the pitch. Grounder up third and fell. Off the bat, by the way, on that foul ball that he hits. Try to pull this up properly. The screen blacked out on me. Was 87 off the bat, went 316 feet. Takes that one for a ball. And the count is 2-2. It would have been close if it stayed fair.
Yeah, I thought it had the distance, really. Had it stayed fair.
I think so, too. 315 down the line. Here's the 2-2. Gets a piece, bounces it, fouls. Still 2-2. Count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes on Miller.
So that base hit by Ware, which knocked in Bennett. Blue Claws get their second hit in this series with runners in scoring position. Now looking for hit number 3 in that department.
Ware had a go-ahead RBI triple in Wilmington last week. Miller takes that one upstairs, and a count full, 3-2. 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Nick Alterman. It was from Wanda, Minnesota. Population 84. Not 8,400. 84. Miller takes that one inside. He's thrown a third walk in the ball game, and that'll load the bases for Keaton Anthony. So the Blue Claws have a chance to really blow this game open right now.
No, they got the right guy up here.
Anthony 0 for 3 today. This might be his last chance to extend his hitting streak, which is at 8. And the first pitch, swing and a miss, big cut. Wanda, Minnesota, Tony, Southwest Minnesota for Ultramat's room, population of 84, but they do have a post office.
The zip code is
56295.
There you go. Send your cards.
Hard grounder off third, knocked down by Sprinkle, picks it up, throws home. It'll be a force play, and they get Ware. It was a line drive that short hop Sprinkle at third, so Ware had to freeze because if the ball was caught, he would have got doubled off. So once it landed, bounced a foot or two away from Sprinkle. Ware had no chance to beat it out. 5-2 fielder's choice, two away. Bases remain loaded for the Blue Claws. Boyd goes to third, Miller goes to second, Anthony goes to first, and Henry Mendez is coming up. He's 0-3. At 260 on the year, two home runs, 32 batted in, left-handed hitter. And the first pitch is chopped foul behind home plate. Mendez from Santo Domingo, originally signed with Milwaukee, came over to the Phillies in November of last year. I was talking to him yesterday, and I said, how'd you find out he got traded? He said, the Brewers called, and then Edwin Soto, the Phillies, called him to welcome him to the organization. Fastball outside, and it's one ball, one strike. Soto, the assistant director of player development. I said, were you surprised, happy, whatever? So he just wants to play. Doesn't matter where. Just wants to play baseball. One ball, one strike, and a grounded to short. High hop for Sanchez. He'll go to second, step on the bag for the force, and the inning is over. So the Blue Claws take the lead, but they had the bases loaded with one out. Could not extend that lead. So they will carry a one-run lead into the eighth. One run on two hits. There were no errors, and three left. We go to the 8th, 3-2, Jersey Shore, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Top half of the eighth inning, Blue Claws 3-2. Top of the order for Winston-Salem. Jordan Sprinkle against Paxton Thompson. A fastball strike. Count nothing and one. Thompson threw 30 pitches in the eighth inning. Gave up one run on three hits. In the seventh inning. Gave up two runs on three hits. A two-run homer to Western Eberle to tie the game. Blue Claws have since taken the lead. And Thompson stays in for Jersey Shore. Swing and a miss. Good sweeping slider. And the count is nothing and two. On Sprinkle, Bergoya and Galaney, two very good hitters, will follow Sprinkle. So getting him out, Tony, at the top of this inning is of the utmost importance for Thompson in a one-run game. 3-2 Claws looking for their first win of this series. And a breaking ball misses out Sun. One ball, two strikes. How about Weston Wilson?
How about that?
Hit for the cycle, but first for a Philly since David Bell 20 years ago, 2004. 1-2 pitch on the outside corner. Strike three call. J. Jordan Sprinkle is punched out. It's the fourth strikeout for Thompson, one away here in the eighth. Sprinkle thought it was outside. It was right on the border. Travis Roberson punches him out. And the Blue Claws are 5 outs away. Here's William Bergoya, the former Blue Claw, who's 0-for-3. This could be his first hitless game as a White Sox. And it is. He bounces one to right to first. Anthony grabs it shoulder high and touches up, two away. Bergoya came in on an 11-game hitting streak with Winston-Salem. All 11 games since he came over in that trade from Chicago for Tanner Banks. And he had a 14-game hitting streak overall, including his final 3 games with the Blue Claws. Jersey Shore getting a right-hander up in the pen for the ninth. And the pitch in there for a called strike on Delaney, count nothing and one. I think that's Trey Dillard who pitched the other night and was very good. And in fact, Tony, Greg Brodzinski called out Dillard in the pregame interview he did yesterday. He mentioned how well Dillard threw on Tuesday. And that's outside. And it's 1-1.
Greg, Paxton has gone 2 innings numerous times this year between Clearwater and Jersey Shore. The last time, 2 innings, stint July 21st at Brooklyn. To check that one more.
Fastball called strike.
Last time, he went 2 innings July 25th versus Aberdeen.
I was a little surprised because of the number of pitches. Right. He hadn't thrown more than 32 pitches as a Blue Claw, and he threw 30 pitches in that seventh inning. His first. 1-2 on Ryan Galini, who had a home run on Tuesday, the first game of the series. High set for the right-hander. Here's the pitch, and a breaking ball outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Thompson has 1 win with Jersey Shore, looking for his second. Although I guess he also gets a blown save, right? Yeah, that's Dillard warming up. He'll pitch the ninth inning. Blue Claws in the bottom of the eighth will try to extend the lead off of Altamat. And they'll have Reyes, Disson, and Bennett 5, 6, and 7. 2-2 on Ryan Galini. Here's the pitch. And a slow roller foul on third base side. 7:05 tomorrow. First pitch, 6:50. And it will be Mitch. 7:05, first pitch tomorrow, pregame 6:50. Mitch Noonborn for Jersey Shore. 2-2 on Galini, and a ground ball up the middle, and that's past the backhand of Ware into center base hit. So Galini singles his first hit. He's 1-for-3 with a walk in now. Casey Saukey coming up, the right fielder, who's 0-for-3. Saukey from Rochester, and then he was the 107th pick of the draft this year, just a month ago, or even a little less than that, out of the University of Virginia, went to Greece Athena High School. Here's Saukey, right-handed batter, and the pitch by Thompson down and outside of the count, 1 ball, and no strikes.
Does not have a professional home run yet.
Barely been a professional.
That's right.
1-0, fouled off at home plate.
But did hit 25 over 3 seasons at the University of Virginia.
Second team all ACC player this year. Here's the 1-1 coming to Casey Saukey. And the pitch is a breaking ball inside. And the count is 2-1. Saw a bunch of Winston-Salem Dash shirts on the concourse before the game. And I wonder if that was the Saukey family.
Yeah.
They don't have any other players that are from the area. Swing and a miss. They throw behind the runner at first. Swipe tag. Not in time. Good throw by Disson. And just getting his hand in there was Galini.
The crowd groans. That was close.
That was close. I thought he got in there. So 2-2 on Saki. Right-handed hitter, 3-2 Blue Claws, top of the eighth with two out, runner at first. Thompson's pitch, outside slider. And the count 3-2. You think this will be the last batter for Thompson if he gets on 45 pitches now? I kind of think it would be.
Yeah.
The most pitches he's thrown in a game this year. Threw 44 with Clearwater. That was back on May 23rd, though. Dillard ready in the pen. Connor on deck. Left-handed batter. Runner goes 3-2. Popped up shallow right. Out goes Ware, the second baseman, into right. And he is there to make the over-the-shoulder catch. And that retires the side. So Saki pops out. Good work by Thompson. No runs, one hit. And one left. We played 7.5. And Jersey Shore leading it by a score of 3-2. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans.
So Jersey Shore leading it 3-2. They will try to tack on to this lead here, bottom half of the eighth inning. And Felix Reyes will lead it off against Nick Altermat, the right-hander. He got the last two outs of the seventh from Billy Seidel, who gave up the run on two hits to start. Did the triple by Bennett, and then the RBI single by Bryson Ware that gave the Blue Claws the lead. Here's Reyes, first pitch is lined towards left center, down for a base hit. Zavala over toward the gap, grabs it and plays it back in. So Reyes starts with a single. So Tony, sold out crowd tonight. Oh, wow. That's way bigger than we thought. What did we say? 82, 81?
I said 81, you said 82.10.
9,447. Which means we're going to have to go to the Blue Claws Media Guide
and
for reference,
is.
Which here it is. Greg Brodzinski coming down to have a quick word with the plate umpire, Travis Roberson. And I don't know what we're going to have a pinch runner.
Yeah.
So Trent Farquhar is going to come in and run for Felix Reyes. Farquhar still in the dugout. I wasn't sure what Bull was asking him. But that's a move, Tony, where you know how important that insurance run is. And they just want to make sure that if they can get that run, they do. And they put in a much faster runner in Farquhar. He's got 8 stolen bases already with the Blue Claws. And that pitch is inside. And the count is 1-0 on Jordan Disson. So Farquhar, the pitch runner for Felix Reyes. Pierce Bennett has a triple tonight on deck, and the pitch is inside out, bouncer foul up the first base line, and the count is 1-1. All right, Tony, so pull up the old Blue Claws attendance database, the attendance of every game in club history, over 1,500. Foul ball off first by Disson. 0-2. So this is the...
So it's got to be in the top 10.
It is. Barely. 10.
Had it all the way.
0-2 on Disson. Here's the pitch. Inside, changeup misses. One ball, two strikes. It noses out by one fan.
One fan.
August 16, 2018, Thursday night, a couple of years ago. That was 9-4-4-6. So this is 9-4-4-7, 10th biggest crowd in Blue Claws history. 1-2, swing and a miss. Chase the high fastball, strike three. So Disson down swinging, one away. First strikeout for Ultimate, and that'll bring up Pierce Bennett. Farquhar will probably just stay in and play third. He's 8-for-9, stealing bases with Jersey Shore after going 9-for-10 with Clearwater, so 17-for-19 this season. Bennett tripled to start the seventh, and he scored the winning run, or this should say not the winning run, the go-ahead run. Fouls this one off to the right, and it'll bounce down to the seats below. Hopefully it will be the winning run, but we'll see about that. That'll be up to Trey Dillard, who's going to come on for the ninth inning. Oh, and one on Bennett, and there's a changeup in there for a called strike. Count nothing and two on Bennett and Wake Forest. 20th round pick of the Phillies last year. Bryson Ware, who had the game winning, there we go again, had the go-ahead RBI single to seven. These on deck. Bennett rolls one foul.
Well, hopefully you'll be right on both occasions there.
So Jersey Shore, they've dropped 12 out of their last 16 games. Blue Claws have, but are hanging around in the pennant race. Here's the 0-2. That's high. Fastball misses. One ball, two strikes. Came into the day 3.5 games behind first place Hudson Valley, who did win today. They beat Hickory 2-0, so the Blue Claws need to win to keep pace with the Renegades. Aberdeen is 3 up on Jersey Shore. They're losing, though, the ninth inning 2-1 to Greenville. Here's a bouncer back toward the middle near the bag. Bergoya, in fact, he fields it on the bag. Throws to first in time to get Bennett. And the inning is over. 4-4-3. Double play. Last chance for Winston-Salem. No runs, one hit, nobody left. We have played 8 full. Blue Claws 3-2. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Trey Dillard on to try to close it out for Jersey Shore. Blue Claws 3 and Winston-Salem 2 as we start the top half of the ninth inning. 5, 6, and 7. Caden Connor, Lloyd Del Chapelle, and Weston Eberle. Eberle hit a two-run home run to tie the game originally back in the seventh, off Paxton Thompson. Blue Claws took the lead in the seventh on the base hit by Weir. Fastball strike by Dillard, nothing and one. Dillard has one save in his career, and it was earlier this season with Clearwater. Right-hander out of Texas A&M. Foul back, though played most of his career in the University of Missouri. His save back in April, April 21st, with Clearwater at Dunedin. With the Blue Claws, he has a 4.40 ERA in 24 games, 28 innings, 22 hits, 30 strikeouts, and 21 walks. He's ahead of Caden Connor here, nothing in two. Connor has two hits today, and he takes a high fastball there. It's one ball, two strikes. Dillard threw the ball very well in the first game of the series two nights back on Tuesday. A scoreless inning with one walk, struck out two. Right-handed pitcher from Arizona, and the pitch, a breaking ball, skied off third, foul, and back out of play.
Greg, the lead getting 208 against him, and he has yielded two home runs in 28 and two-thirds innings.
Dillard is 25, but he had two Tommy John surgeries and had a bullpen session. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, got him, strike three. So Dillard gets Connor swinging one away here in the ninth. Had a bullpen session for a few different teams coming off of Tommy John surgery last summer. He hadn't pitched in a game since the spring of 2022. And he threw very well there. Hard thrower. He got up to 98 on Tuesday night. And the Phillies signed him. Here's the pitch. Fastball high and inside to Moidel Chiapelli, the Cuban product. And it's 1-0. Winston-Salem with action in their bullpen in case they score here to extend the game. 3-2, Jersey Shore, one out, top of the ninth. And a breaking ball called strike. Blue Claws also trying to snap a four-game home losing streak. They haven't actually won at home since Friday, the 26th of July. Fastball high. And the count is 2-0. Now, obviously, that's only four games, but it's been a couple of weeks. 2 weeks on the road. But they lost the last two to Aberdeen and the first two in this series. That matches their longest home losing streak of the season. Blue Claws have one of the best home records in baseball this year at 34-22. But they were 34-18 at one point. Here's the 2-1 slider outside. And the count is 3-1. Chiapelli can run 17 stolen bases. And he definitely would be a threat to go. And would be the tying run. Here's the 3-1, fastball taking, and inside and high, ball four. So Dillard walks Chiapelli, the tying run, and he's aboarded first with one out here in the ninth inning. That brings up the catcher, Weston Eberle, who already has a home run here tonight. Eberle was a 16th round pick last year by the White Sox out of Columbia. He's originally from Maitland, Florida.
So Jordan Disson, Greg, goes out to converse with Trey Dillard. So here is Eberle.
Had nine homers with Columbia last year, two with Kannapolis this year, or with Winston-Salem this year, slider strength. And the count, nothing in one.
With that home run, he is now 14-480 with Winston-Salem this year. This is his 28th game.
Fouls this one off first base side, and that bounces around to the sweet level. Off to our right, count, nothing in two. On deck is Samuel Zavala, who's 1-for-2 tonight, hitting 187 on the season. Tying run at first for Kannapolis, for Winston-Salem. Here in the ninth inning, runner takes his lead, not going. Pitch, fastballs, ball. Strike three called. Oh, they called it strike three. Roberson a little late with the hand gesture. And, I mean, it looked right down the middle. And Dillard gets him for strike three.
You had it all the way. You did. Oh, my.
Clearly a strike. Like, remember Hunter Wendell standing?
Yeah.
He would say it down there, but nobody heard him. Right. And then a minute and a half later, he'd punch him out. Here's Zavala with two out. First pitch, fastball, called strike, nothing at one. Would you put the runner in motion here? Dillard is relatively quick to the plate. Zavala calls time. Blue Claws 3, Winston-Salem 2, top of the ninth inning with 2 men away. Farquhar in at third. And Anthony Holt, the runner at first. Fastball in the dirt, slider the dirt rather. Blocked by Disson. Runner goes to second, no throw. So that'll be a wild pitch to advance the runner. And now a base hit could tie the game.
I was going to note Cipolli has 53 career steals in his three-year professional career, but that is a moot point now.
So one ball, one strike on Samuel Zavala. High set for Dillard. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A little fastball by him, 96 miles an hour. And the count is 0-2.
Throw another one up there or bounce something.
No, I would just throw another fastball. He was late on that. Here's the 1-2. Slider, low. Have a count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Well, I guess now you go back.
Now you go back upstairs.
Now you're going to go back to the fastball, yeah.
You want to make it out of the strike zone or right at the top.
Yeah, the second strike he chased, it was about letter high. 2-2 from Dillard. Time run at second. Pitch on the way. Fastball high. Yeah, that's where you wanted it, but it was a little off the plate outside as well. And the count full 3-2. Zavala does have 7 homers on the season. But he would take a single here to tie the game. 3-2 Claws. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, slider, ball 4. And that'll put the go-ahead run on base and bring up Wilbur Sanchez, the shortstop. So 2 walks in the inning from Dillard. First and second now for Winston-Salem with 2 down. And here comes Sanchez, the shortstop. Or check that. Do we have a pinch hitter? Yes, we have a pinch hitter for Winston-Salem here. Is that Nishida?
No, it's too big for 17.
Bryce Willits.
The shoot is 5'6".
Yeah. Willits in 83 games, hitting 250, 3 home runs, 34 runs batted in. He's a 24-year-old from Mission Viejo, California. It's 18th round pick out of UCSB. So they pinch in Willits here with 2 out of the top of the ninth inning.
Played last night, went 0-for-3 with a walk.
Blue Claws went leading going into the ninth inning this year, 48-3.
He'll be looking first ball, fastball.
First and second with 2 out. Blue Claws up 3-2. Gets a first pitch slider. Strike. On the outside. Corner with a count, another good one.
I would have been looking for a first ball fastball.
I mean, he may well have been. Yeah. And he takes it a strike. Yeah. I set for Trey. Here's the pitch. Bouncer to the right side. This should do it. Gobbled up by Weir. Tosses to Anthony at first in time. And the ball game is over. Trey Dillard gets his second save of the season. First with the Claws. And your final tonight from Shortown. It's the Blue Claws 3 and the Dash 2. No runs, no hits, 2 walks, 2 left in the ninth inning. And the Blue Claws winners here, 3-2. To pick up their first win of the series. Bryson Weir, fitting that he gets the last out on the grounder to him at second, because it was Bryson Weir who had the game-winning base hit in the bottom half of the seventh inning. 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Winston-Salem. Paxton Thompson gets the win. He's 2-0. The losing pitcher is Billy Seidel. He's 2-2. And Trey Dillard gets his first save with Jersey Shore. Time 2 hours and 36 minutes. And the attendance, 9,447, the 10th biggest crowd in Blue Claws history. Claws are 21-24, 59-52. The Dash are 23-22, 54-57 on the season. So a good win for the Blue Claws. And they will try to build on that tomorrow night, 7:05, with the Aussie right-hander Mitch Newborn on the mound. Tony will have a quick post-game. See you tomorrow. Tony, all yours.
Here it is, Greg. Phillies over the Nationals tonight, 13-3. Weston Wilson hit for the cycle. Alec Bohm, Nick Castellanos also homered for the Phils for Zach Wheeler. On the affiliate scoreboard, Clearwater trails Tampa 7-2 in the bottom. I'm pulling the window down. We're doing a little play-by-play on that. They're about to set off the fireworks here at Shoretown. So we want to do that. There we go. I can pull the window down. I could never push it up. Greg takes care of that usually. Clearwater lost to Tampa 7-2. That's a will be a finalist. The bottom of the ninth inning. Reading trails New Hampshire 6-4. Justin Crawford hitless in that ball game. A rarity for him tonight. Reading trailing New Hampshire 6-4. Bottom of the ninth in Reading. Lehigh Valley is in a delay up at Worcester, Massachusetts. Rain delay 4-1. Lehigh Valley leads. Give you the Phillies score, and quickly to review Jersey Shore here in Lakewood tonight. The Blue Claws with 3 runs, 7 hits, and no errors, 2-6-1 for Wilmington. And Paxton Thompson gets the win. He did allow the game-tying home run, but picks up the victory. He's 2-0, lowers his, or has an ERA now of 1.29, and Seidel takes a loss, 2-2. His ERA is 5.94. Blue Claws had 7 hits, 2 of them by Bryson Ware, including the go-ahead RBI single in the bottom of the 7th inning that did prove to be the winning run. An encouraging outing for starter Jordan Fowler tonight. 4 1/3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, walked 1, and struck out 5. Gunnar Mayer, Thompson, and Dillard to finish it, followed for Jersey Shore, which will try to even this series. As Greg noted, tomorrow night, 7:05, Mitch Newborn, 3-4, 2.40 ERA. Right-hander Jake Bockenstedt, he is 1-1 with an ERA of 9, and we'll have it for you beginning at 6:50 tomorrow night. Social media tonight, Taylor Petrangelo, Laura Elizabeth, and Greg all took care of the tweets, the photos, the videos for you. And for Greg Tamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here tonight in Lakewood, it was the Blue Claws 3 and Winston-Salem 2. Have a clawsome rest of your night, everybody.